You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris
and Jonathan. I ain't happy, but I'm trying to keep a positive attitude to everything that's going on. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's rough. I know we missed week. Last week, just schedules just were not permitting.
Yeah, it was a lot going on. I had to get the room prepared for the new addition to the family and everything like that. So, you know.
Yeah, weren't able to fit it in.
Appreciate y'all bearing with us. I know some of y'all were like, y'all doing the show? What's going on? But we back.
Yeah.
We back.
Couldn't sit out too long.
Nah.
So we back again. Yeah, week 15. Just about done. Two more weeks left.
Yeah.
Those of y'all who are, you know, one game away from winning some major cash in your fantasy league, happy for you. I ain't.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I ain't happy for you. That should be me. But.
God damn.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Fantasy football has not been kind to me this year. Even when I'm flying high, it was like, pull the rug out from under this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, dang.
So, you know, we got, you know, all that NFL. Goodness, more teams clinching. A couple pink slips been sent out. We're going to discuss that.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And I'm glad one dropped today. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've been calling that for a while.
Yeah, I got some NBA. I know Jonathan ain't too happy with his squad.
Nope.
Wishy-washy.
My squads, I should say, in plural.
We got all that news. Of course, some sad news. You know, we'll touch that as we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 5 minutes with Grandpa.
Yes, sir.
Wars, what the fuck moments, all that good stuff. And tons of feedback to get into. So if you want to be a part of it, y'all want to hit us up, talk some crap, let us know what you guys think on this show or any topics at hand. Feel free to hit us up. You can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. We do read reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We appreciate those.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, you can find us on the network, the Black Is Network, on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. Any questions, any comments, concerns, slanders, anything y'all want to talk, dish out, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
That's what's up.
And give them reviews.
Yeah, we appreciate those. All right, so let's get into this feedback first.
All right.
Got something to catch back up on.
All right.
The last couple of weeks. First email, heartbreak to lose by one, / needed explanation. Hello, brothers. I can get through football season because of your show. Since the Niners are rebuilding, my voice is pretty quiet, but your coverage keeps it fun along with the rivalries of your listeners. Jonathan, I was so pleased to hear you discuss attending a doctor's appointment with your wife and being there to support her through one of the most exciting but also scary times in her life.
Mm-hmm.
She is so blessed to have you involved in this journey as the two of you enter parenthood. I love the mentality of the young man I have met through podcasting. It's so refreshing to see all of you embrace the responsibility of fatherhood. You're an awesome husband, and I'm sure you'll be an awesome father as well. Kudos to you, young man.
Thank you.
Chris, sorry to hear you lost one of your fantasy leagues by one. Oh, my God. That was you sound like me that I would rather lose by 20 than lose by one.
Yep.
That is heartbreaking. Yeah, it is. Now, I depend on your insight and research skills when it comes to providing background concerning traditions and the like. So explain to me why a male reporter gives a man a rose. Explain to me why a male reporter gives a man a rose at a basketball press conference when Klay Thompson scored 60 the other night and was presented the rose in the postgame interview. I was a little confused. Does a rose correspond to the number 60 in some ancient culture? I'm sure there is a reason behind it. I just don't know what it is. But relying on you to help me understand. Keep up the great work, young man. Mama G, Hoopla's number one fan.
Hey, appreciate that, Mama G. And thank you, of course, for the kind words. Of course. You know, it's so many, you know, unfortunately, it ain't, you know, black fathers tend to get a stigma about them not being there and in their kids' lives and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I want to make sure that that's not me. I have a great role model in my brother and also had a great one in our father as well. So I'm just trying to keep the tradition going. But I didn't hear about the rose. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's different. I didn't hear about that either. I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to look into that.
Google.
Yeah. Get back to you on that. Yeah, it's like giving a man.
Giving a man a rose.
Because I ain't seen it when somebody else goes for 60 and up that they get roses and flowers. Like, oh, okay.
I don't know.
You on Broadway or something?
Yeah, I'm like, I have nothing.
Maybe that may be something about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm gonna find that one for you. That is interesting. Shout out to you. I was listening to some of their recent their family edition.
Oh, yeah, the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's funny.
With the whole G family.
And Storm the Grinch.
I'm going to check that one out.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, next email we got from homie Baylor the Great.
What up, Baylor?
Last week. Pinky short to number one. Got to make the big plays in the big games during crucial times. I thought calling the fade route on 31 was a bad call. On 4th and 1, we false start only to follow up with another questionable play call to Roberts for a jump ball on the sideline in 22 degrees that was defended perfectly. All the mistakes got to be on the coach and the staff. Murray did his thing, but Carr struggled with that malign pinky ring finger. Although we did have outside interference on that broken play call that led Cooper to an open deep ball, but still. That false start and that play call was what killed the comeback. KC just has our number. It would be nice if the playoffs had to go through Oakland, but like that, but we'll have to fight to get more respect. Next 3 games for Denver, KC, and Oakland are serious. Divisional matchups and the face-off against the AFC South, who are also fighting for playoff hopes. I still like the fast growth we made this season, and to think that can possibly have 3 AFC West teams in the playoffs is crazy. No slander to my fellow brothers from the AFC West. I just wish the worst for y'all.
Well, thank you.
And shout out to Alex Smith. I clown him a lot, but only because he's not what the league likes to display as a good QB.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing his game and playing it well. Hashtag fight for the West.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Unfortunately, Lee Baylor, doesn't look like we're going to have 3 teams in there. But, you know, there's still hope. There's still hope. We ain't out of it yet, but it ain't looking promising. But, yeah, hey, Alex Smith, man. He don't get the respect he deserves because he's not flashy and all that stuff. But, you know, keep in mind, I mean, when the 49ers, I think they were 8-1 or 9-1 or something, and it was Alex Smith who was leading them before they made that switch to Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex Smith has been a winner. If nothing else I can say about Alex Smith, he's been a winner. I know there was questions when he came out and was the number one pick over A.A. Ron, who dropped a lot. But, I mean, you know, he started off rocky. He had like a different offensive coordinator every year.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help. But now that he's had some stability, I mean, you can see that. The man has skills. He don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, he's just smart. He takes care of the rock, so I can't knock him.
He make plays, you know, when necessary. We've seen him in the playoff games where he's made some big plays. He's not like, let him throw it 50 times for us to win.
No.
That's not his game. But if you got a solid defense, you can run the ball.
And he can make plays with his legs.
Yep.
So, I appreciate that, Baylor.
Yep. He sent us another one, College Basketball Saturday Showdown. Me and the fellas will be in Vegas this Saturday coming up. UCLA versus Ohio State and Kentucky versus North Carolina. Oh, some good games.
Mm-hmm.
I finally get to see probably the best light-skinned guard in college and ball, and I want to see how nice the Fox kid is for Kentucky. If they end up losing to them forgotten Tar Heels, the 35th Kentucky crew can expect a call from me. Have we seen the fall of UK's dynasty?
Mm.
Is UCLA on the way back up to being a household name again? Does anybody care about Ohio State? Not me. And there's still UNC niggas in the league stealing money.
Mm.
I'm penciling in my Bruins for the Final Four. Yes, it's early, but this is just an early bracket filling for the home team. Ball is being labeled the new Jason Kidd. I can see it a bit. Actually, a lot. The only thing I have an issue with is his form. He knocks the shots down, but plays him in the top 10 weirdest shot forms and releases. I mean, yo, that was
That
was a good game. I'm like, all right, UCLA undefeated.
That kid, Moses from Kentucky, my God, he is a beast. What did he drop, 47? But yeah, Ball has the ugliest shot I have ever seen. But it's something about them dudes with them weird releases. They just go in. I mean, Reggie Miller had the ugliest form. He shooting, his hands would all flop together. And you're like, what? But it just goes in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something about them dudes who, you know, everybody can't be Ray Allen with the perfect form for the jump shot. But if you practice it enough, it don't matter.
Yeah. I mean, his form is ugly, but if it works, and I mean, at some point he may tweak it
a little bit, right. But you don't want to just completely overhaul it and he just lose his shot.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, then UCLA, man, they looking for real again. Mm-hmm. It's been a few years.
Yeah, I caught him and looking. I was like, wait a minute, they number two? Like, what the hell? And I was like, oh, they undefeated. Like, ooh, okay.
I know Baylor was like, thank God, because our football team was terrible.
like this is the sport. This is what UCLA is about.
Yeah, for real.
So to see them where they're supposed to be in one of them top programs,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be good. All right, next one, we got an email from homie Kmart.
What up, Kmart?
This is from last week, too. What up, brothers? Hope everyone and their families is straight. Just wanted to talk a little bit about what happened this weekend. Thursday night was probably one of the better games played this season. Mm-hmm. About time.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland and KC have possibly set themselves up for possible division round matchup, which would be great for us football fans.
Yes.
KC brought the heat and Oakland had their chances. I'm definitely in favor of a third matchup between these two.
Mm.
Jonathan, I know you pissed about that cheap shot that Harry Douglas put on Chris Harris.
You damn Skippy.
Aqib Talib let his feelings been known about that.
Hey, that's his brother from Kansas.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Nope. Philly loses again. It is what it is. But I like the fact that they battled this game and didn't get their damn teeth kicked in like they did in Cincy last week.
Mm.
I know the media's talking about the possible reunion of DeSean Jackson and the Eagles. But before any of that happens, they really need to upgrade the O-line because everyone on the line outside of Brandon Brooks is true 100% dumpster trash.
Well, not Jason Peters. Jason Peters is good.
Yeah. That's why you need him. You just need to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Fantasy football playoffs are here. Four of my leagues, I finished with the best record in two of them, along with missing the playoffs in the other two, including the Happy Hour League. Fuck! I pulled a Dallas Cowboy December choke job.
Oh, damn. My damn head.
That nigga Prescott, all that nigga had to do was give me 16 points and I'm in. That right there makes me hate Dallas even more than I already do.
Ooh. That's karma for picking a division rival.
Yeah. John, another win by the Bulls over a top dog last Thursday. Sorry, Chris. Yeah, Jesus. Them niggas almost proved my point by almost choking off a big lead versus Miami on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They got games this week versus the Timber Cubs.
Loss.
And a back-to-back versus Milwaukee, so they need to take it.
Loss and a loss.
Speaking of basketball, I can't wait to hear the new exciting adventure of Anthony Bennett. Quote, the lovable bench bum. Sing that intro, Jonathan, LOL. Be easy, fellas, to hit y'all next week. Peace out. P.S. It's about damn time they arrested Joe McKnight's killer. I'm just waiting to see the foolery that develops. My damn head. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad he, you know, took too damn long. I think
he got charged with what, manslaughter?
Something like that.
I believe. Yeah, appreciate that, Kmart. But yeah, man, yo, Eagles. They battled again today, but shit, I know you Eagles. It was funny because they scored that touchdown. You saw M tweet. He was like, all right, Eagles, go ahead, Wentz. And next, at 2 seconds later, it's like, fuck, Eagles. Like, that's why you got to be calm, sir. Yeah. You can't rush. Oh, that's funny.
No, you got to chill. All right, then we got some voicemails. A couple of voicemails from last week, too.
All right.
Get into. Wait these few seconds for it to load up.
Yeah, I love technology.
Yeah.
LJ the Fiasco here. So you mean to tell me that after I done gave the AFC West all that love last week, after I done been there for you and the Broncos, Jonathan, y'all go out here and fuck off one against, let me check, who?
Tennessee.
The Titans? The Titans who ain't been shit since Steve Manero was so long? Seriously. I mean, I know they 7-6. I don't care nothing about that, dude. Look, bruh, and then just to put insult to injury, y'all blame a former Louisville Cardinal for trying to take out one of y'all guys, punk ass Aquipta, I don't know what his name is. Khalil Kwali, that's him. Punk ass Talib won't talk about, oh, well, you know, he trying to hit one of my guys. We got the same age, I'm going to whoop his ass on. See, you ain't going to do a goddamn. You didn't do shit on the field. You ain't going to do nothing. Even though that hit was kind of dirty, Harry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Harry Douglas, that hit was kind of low, bro. We don't teach that here at Louisville now. Come on. I mean, we teach horse and horse racing. Now, I don't know what she was on, but don't do that again, Harry. Give us a black eye. But furthermore, my Raiders, man, I'm really hoping that we ain't going to blow it. We ain't going to wait till the end of the year to blow it. I mean, I really hope we ain't no front runners. Put it like this. Derek Carr's hand ain't 100%. I'll give a damn what he say. They done hung the damn Skycam wire in Kansas City so low that the ball hit it on a wide-open touchdown. But that's neither here nor there. We tied for first still, but damn it, we got swept by the Chiefs, and they got the tiebreaker, and now we're in the wild card spot. Went from the damn getting a bye week to a wild card spot. I don't know what to think about all this, but man, come on, man, come on, dog. Paper champions. Like I said, it's all y'all are. It's all y'all ever going to be, and I will continue to say it because y'all continue to prove it, Jonathan. Now, I held off on a slander for a week, but I can't rest on this. I can't.
Shout out, LJ.
Appreciate that, LJ. And don't, you ain't been there for me all season. Don't give me that nonsense. Exactly. You've been talking that paper championship all season. And you know what? As I said, my rebuttal was going to be, look up Wikipedia. Who was the 2015-16 champions? Oh, the Denver Broncos. Super Bowl 50 champion. You can say what you want. Don't lose in the playoffs, my friend. Don't lose in the playoffs. Because I'm going to call y'all paper playoff champs. Paper playoff champs. Y'all ain't real. Y'all ain't real. But, hey, you know what? It is what it is. And, yeah, your boy Harry Douglas threw that cheap shot at Chris Harris. Brother already tore one ACL. He's trying to tear the other one. And Aqib Talib. You did. I mean, hey, he defending his boy. They played together at Kansas together. He's like, hey, our defense got each other's back. We don't play that smack, man. We don't play that nonsense. You come at one of our dudes, we come right back at you. So I was not mad. I was proud of Aqib Talib for going at Harry Douglas on that next play. Like, bitch ass thing. I'm going to show you what's going to happen.
Yeah, so, there you go. And he got one more he sent in.
Let me add one more thing else about your sorry ass Broncos. Why is Aqib Talib always the one that's got to be the spokesperson for the defense? Why does he always got to be the one upset? Sit your no eyebrows having ass down somewhere, bro. If anything, you need to be worried about Von Miller and the rest of the defense and why y'all can't stop nobody anymore. If anything, you need to worry about the offense and why y'all can't even fucking score on anybody anymore. I'm getting sick and tired of this Broncos defense talking all this shit and can't hold anybody. Basically, y'all 8-5, we 10-3. Y'all went from contesting in the AFC West to basically fighting with San Diego for who's going to be the worst damn team in the division. I really didn't want to do all the slander on this Monday morning, bro, but damn, y'all don't leave me no choice. It's a beautiful day here in the city of Louisville. Heisman winner Lamar Jackson has brought so much joy to the city in the last 72 hours. So I was in a good mood until I saw some comments and until I realized that Aqib Talib is a spokesperson for the Denver Broncos defense, and his ass is still getting burned up and down the field. anyway, man, shout out to the Bruins. TJ Leaf is a beast. So is Lonzo, man. Them dudes are balling out there. And I love watching y'all play now, man. Steve, I'll offer a shout out to him. Did a great job out there. Man, good job on everything. Shout out to my boy Baylor. My Raiders need to get their shit together, or else I'm going to be on the laughing end of this shit. But,
damn right.
Shout out to y'all, man. Good show, as always. Love listening to y'all. Be blessed. If I don't hear from y'all, man, have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be safe out there in the Cali. Also, shout out to the Yeah! Peace, fellas.
Peace, man.
You know what? I'll give you this. Our offense ain't doing shit, but don't you dare disrespect our defense. Our defense doing their job. Our defense is doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, they held Marcus Mariota to like less than 100 yards. It ain't they fought the offense. They can't play both sides. Yes. They held Tom Brady and the Patriots to 16 points. It ain't our fault our offense can't score 17. I mean, they can't do everything. So, you know what? It's good. It's good. Like I said, your Raiders sucked for 13 straight seasons. You got right to boast this year. That's fine. Don't fuck up in the playoffs. Don't fuck up in the playoffs, because I'm coming at you, sir. Full force. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, and we can go. We got a couple more today.
All right.
Baylor sent in the voicemail.
Of course he did.
Monk, Mitch, and Drinks.
Brothers. Hey, calling in on a Sunday afternoon right before the Raiders game pop off. I didn't get to see much of the morning games because I just got back from Vegas. But took my son and a couple of my close friends. We attended the UCLA versus Ohio State and Kentucky versus North Carolina game. And I must say, and my friends will back me up on this one, will vouch for this. This is probably the best sports game I've ever attended. Mm. Yes, I've been to a Raiders game before. I've been to Lakers games before. I've been to Clippers. I've seen the Clippers versus Miami. Actually, when Bron was there.
Mm.
So, and I wanted to say, this is probably the best sporting event I've ever been to. And that was between Kentucky and North Carolina. I know I got my jokes. You know, I have my jokes weekly going back and forth to Kentucky, mainly at Louisville. You know, somewhat at Kentucky or whatever. But I will say this. I can't say nothing about they fans. And I know, partially, they're so die hard and really blew in and blew out because you know, that's their only team. That is their professional team. But man, I gotta say, man, they travel and they travel well. Like, it had to be like, my friend said 75-25. I'm gonna say 60-40 Kentucky. And then the rest was all North Carolina. North Carolina fans wasn't that nice. But them Kentucky fans, they're very friendly. And look, I'm not going to even lie. They could be assholes. They could very much well be some assholes. But not that day. Not yesterday. They was very friendly, offering drinks. Speaking of drinks, they drink they assholes. I'm talking about... You can say what you want to say about black folks and their teams and how they represent and party. White folks in Kentucky and North Carolina gets ignorant. And I'm talking about ignorant. I'm talking about drinks bring out your true colors. Mm-hmm. And by Kentucky being like their top team out there, oh, they showed they ass. They showed they ass. Not only that, We met a few stars up in the building. We ran into Sean Porter. And let me tell you something about Kentucky fans. One Kentucky fan, I got to shout him out. His name was Darren. And he was with us the whole day. And he was so drunk, offering us drinks and things like that. He took pictures of me and my boys with Sean Porter. But he also took a selfie with Sean Porter's girlfriend. The most savage move I've ever seen in my life. And he didn't even know. White boy, he didn't even know who Sean Porter was. I said, well, you better get familiar, and you better not get too close to his girlfriend again. Other than that, man, the game was all you could ask for. Seeing it live, Monk scored 47. Like, the shit was crazy. And I'm going to tell you this right now. You already know ball is going first round. Mm-hmm. Probably lottery. Mm-hmm. But Kentucky got about three players that's going in that top five. I'm sorry. Mm. Fox is out of here. He can create and get by anybody in the goddamn league. Monk, we see what he is, a pure shooter. Mm. I'm talking about pure shooter. And I'm not just saying that because he dropped 47. We already knew that he was nice. He was one of the top freshmen in the country. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, well, Fox is one of the top freshmen in the country. But Monk, oh, my God, he is out of here. Out of here. Top five, hands down. Mm-hmm. Like I said, man, oh. And I didn't get no picture and I didn't get no video because I was trying to preserve my battery. But I don't get starstruck as much. I mean, when we seen Sean Porter, it was like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I took a picture with Tyler Hansborough. He was an nice asshole. but I must say, man, Mitch Kupchak walked right by me. Mm. I'm talking about literally walked by and stood in front of me for about 10 seconds and then walked to the other side of the lounge. We was in a lounge. And I'm from the east side of California, went to Fremont High. Me and the homies knew, we said to each other, this is a lounge we ain't supposed to be in. You know what I'm saying? Because we had a hookup, no lie. We knew somebody that worked there, so we got the hookup. But we was in a lounge where there was Sean Porter, Tyler Hansborough, and Mitch Kupchak in the same lounge. I mean, we was living. And that was probably the best sporting event, probably the best sporting like feeling I've had probably ever, man. Mm. And it's all about the memory. So yeah. Next year we're planning on going to Kentucky. And you hear this, LJ? 35th in Kentucky, Matt. We coming to Kentucky next year, baby. Next season, we're gonna see which game. We're trying to get to the Kraken game. So we're gonna check our schedule out. We definitely gonna be in Kentucky. But yeah, man. I had a good time, and, man, look out for these goddamn. It was like watching an NBA game, man. It was literally watching some NBA teams play. So I got to shout out Kentucky and they fans. I got to shout out UNC. And, well, UNC, they were some assholes. I ain't going to even lie. They was drunk, upset, attitudes, like stuck up as white folks. But them Kentucky folks, and I'm not even going to lie, it was some borderline like profiling in there. We was being profiled in there a little bit, but for the most part, man, those were some nice ass white folks, man. And they could very well go home and say, these niggas this, that, and the third. But yesterday, you know, I had my Aikman jersey on, my Aikman UCLA jersey on. They showed love, man. And it was a great thing. So shout out to Kentucky, shout out to North Carolina, Ohio State. Your fan base is absolutely shit. Okay? And UCLA is UCLA. So, all right, man. I'll holler at y'all.
I appreciate that, baby.
Man. Glad you had a good time in Vegas.
Glad you stayed safe and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. You know, when I was down in Atlanta, you know, it was cool white folks down there. But I know there was some that was, you know, profiling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure... Back when they went home, said all the shit they needed to say, but I met a lot of cool white folks out there. And hey, man, I mean, we get this mentality sometimes that all white folks are racist and blah blah blah. But it ain't all of them. Mm-mm. Ain't all of them. There's a lot of cool ones out there that are very nice, very cordial. But you know, there's always that few.
Yeah, oh, I know Kentucky fans travel.
Oh, I know they travel.
Some UNC fans travel too. Ohio State probably. You know, it's. It ain't football.
Yeah.
I think for, you know, football, they probably come the fuck out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, I mean, for basketball, you know UNC and you know UK travel. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah, I was watching that guy. I was like, it is a gang of Kentucky fans in here.
You know? And, I mean, you got to love college games, man. Because
that had that vibe
it,
and excitement.
Yeah, it's got that excitement. I mean, just there's nothing like it. Yeah, there's nothing like it.
You got that hookup in the lounge. I know y'all was chilling.
Hey, shout out to
comfortable seats and everything.
I'm sorry to hear Tyler Hansborough's a dick, but it is what it is. I mean, he fits the UNC profile, I guess. But hey, man, that's cool that you saw Mitch Kupchak.
Yeah,
you should have asked him when he gonna fire Jerry Buss. When they getting rid of Jerry.
Yeah, I guess
it's his Jim.
Hopefully he around. We'll see if he around.
Like, when Jim Buss leaving?
Yeah, I know. And by this time next season, somebody else will be there.
Yep.
All right, man. Yeah, and we got one more sent today by Kmart. All
right.
What up, brothers? Hey, Jonathan. Hope all is well with Lil Layman. And Chris, hope the fam is doing well. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Just wanted to chat about something this weekend. First off, Bernard Hopkins. Nigga.
Dude.
How the heck do you get knocked all the way down to the depths of hell?
Did you see it? Did you see the knockout?
I saw the video. I didn't even know if it was fight. I saw the video and it was like, damn. Yeah,
knocked his ass out of the ring.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, all the slow motion. I was like, ooh.
Oh, it was great.
Eagles lose. What else is new? But I like the effort. At least them niggas didn't get blown out. People are going to criticize Doug Peterson for going for two instead of the tie. But then we're at 5 wins and vertically.
What you got to lose?
No shot at the playoffs, so I'm not mad for the call. At this point, it's time to play spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos versus Patriots, shaking my head. I was hoping for an exciting game like we got last year, but I think Trevor Siemian is feeling the pressure a little bit because there's a Super Bowl caliber team, except at the quarterback spot. Plus, with Tony Romo's name being thrown out there, that pressure is mounting. Raiders versus Bolts, no slander at all. Raiders did a damn thing, even though it wasn't pretty. Fantasy football, well, right now I'm holding on to a 10-point lead, and my opponent has Tampa's tight end, and Dez going tonight. Ugh. Well, I know Brake scored.
Yep.
Luckily, I have Jonathan Stewart and Greg Olsen going tomorrow. I'll be all right, but y'all know how it is with fantasy football playoffs. Mm-hmm. Cats all of a sudden forget how to play when they've been killing it the whole season.
Yep.
Tom Brady. Anyway, fellas, have a blessed Christmas. I'll catch up with y'all later. Hey, man.
Appreciate that, Kmart.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at Doug Peterson for going. It was like, even the investor was like, hey, you know, they ain't making the playoffs,
so there's nothing to lose. And let me just say this for the record for Trevor Siemian. He can't block. If you ain't blocking for him, what you want him to do? He got no running game, as in none. So everything's on him. And for being a 7th round pick last year, I mean, that's a lot to ask for a kid. I mean, you stepping in basically from Peyton Manning's shadow, you know, to try and lead the defending champions back to the playoffs again. That's a lot to ask for this young man who never started a game until this season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I know Trevor Siemian's going to get bashed and I know all this and that, but for the most part, you know what? The kids played pretty well, all things considered. The O-line needs a remake, and our running game needs to be fixed ASAP. I mean, but, you know, the kid, he does what he can do, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, most of these teams, that's always talking about, there's always a few. When we talk about elite quarterbacks, those are guys who you figure, all right, if nothing else is going on with their offense, they can carry the whole damn offense and maybe the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
To victory. There's only like 4 or 5 of them dudes.
Yep.
So, and it wasn't like in, you know, the Colts, it was like, oh, Peyton Manning got hurt. Oh, he gone. Okay, now we have Andrew Luck next. Like, usually you're like, okay, well, now we got to start over.
Mm-hmm.
And Simeon's been okay. But yeah, I mean, if it's like, hey, you're new to this.
And he wasn't even thought of as being a starter going into the offseason.
Right. And everybody talking about Mark Sanchez. I was like, what you think Mark Sanchez is going to be doing?
Mark Sanchez and Paxton Lynch. Yeah.
With no running, you can't run the ball, and you can't block. What Mark Sanchez going to do? Nothing.
Nothing. What Tony Romo going to do next year? Get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
Man, it was
ugly.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
16-3. Y'all are
UGLY. You ain't got no alibi.
How many is it? Is that 2 or 3?
What?
Losses for y'all, straight.
2.
Yeah.
Because we beat Jacksonville, barely.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee.
Look, man, I know LJ was talking about the Titans is real.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly they beat them Chiefs.
They 8-6.
Who beat y'all?
They tied for first in their division.
Yeah.
They may make the playoffs.
They might. I know. They were hoping. Like, come on.
They were like, why'd you bench Brock Osweiler? You should have left him in the game.
Yeah, we needed that. Yeah, I don't know how the hell they came back.
Because they got competent quarterback play finally. That's why.
But yeah, this Tennessee. Tennessee, you know, now they got playing. This two-headed back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
DeMarco Murray has a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota, that's my guy.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's starting to get more run and being effective.
They just need to get him a number one receiver. I know Delanie Walker is that good, but you can only lean on a tight end like that so long. You need other pieces around him.
Yeah. You got to at least have a wide receiver to complement him.
Exactly.
Delanie Walker's always going to be his number one target. Mm-hmm. But if you have – if that's it.
They ain't going far.
Yeah, I mean, Delanie Walker can't go deep.
But their defense has stepped up, too. Their defense is playing pretty well.
Yeah, I want to see where they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Dallas pulled out a win over Tampa Bay tonight.
Yep.
They moving on.
12-2.
Man, so now I haven't read anything. We just were starting when it was like 2-some minutes left. I hadn't heard any news, but are we going to ask again? Is this question going to keep coming up again? Because we knew last week, oh, he lost to the Giants. Oh, is it time for Tony Romo?
Like you serious right now? Are we serious right now? The kid lost what? 2 games? Right. Technically, he was only lost 1 start because he didn't start the first game. Tony Romo just got hurt, and he had to come in for Tony Romo against the Giants. And secondly, Terrence Williams, idiotic ass, if he had ran out of bounds, they probably would have won that game. Or at least had a chance to win that game. So, I mean, they did. Jerry Jones needs to stop.
Yeah, he
just stop. I want to. In all honesty, you know what Jerry Jones is doing? He is setting them up for failure. That's all he's doing. Because the pressure is just going to keep mounting. You know, especially now they clinched the number one. If they clinch the number one seed, the pressure is now all on Dallas to win this championship on the shoulders of a rookie quarterback, along with a rookie running back. That's a lot to ask. And I mean, I want Tony to be a part of it. He is part of it. He's on the damn team, ain't he?
Yeah, he's on the team. He's backing up. I'm sure he's, you know, passing knowledge to Dak Prescott. You know, but dude, like, unfortunately, it ain't your fault. None of this is your fault. He got hurt. You and your team drafted the backup. You did, of course. You didn't want, you know, him to come and have to start now, but he's starting, and y'all rolling. You're 12-2. Leave it the fucking alone.
And I'm telling you, I told Chris this the other day. I was like, watch, something gonna happen to Dak. Tony Romo gonna come in, and they gonna lose in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
Watch. And he's gonna, Jerry Jones jinxed us. Yep. Exactly what he did.
Yeah, I didn't get, because I even heard other people like, maybe he should put in, you know, because Dak hadn't been playing that great the last couple games.
And he's a rookie.
Well, the thing is, my whole thing is, if you had Tony Romo and all of a sudden Tony Romo hits, oh, it's December, he's struggling. Hey, let's put Dak Prescott in. Would you say that? You'd be like, you know what? Well, he ain't been playing well, but we still been winning. Leave him alone. But I'm like, you knew it. Like, so now that he had a bad game, which ended up being a loss, now it's, why don't you put Tony Romo in and they lose?
And even Chris and I both said, we wanted them to kind of lose a game. Yep. You don't want to go into the playoffs winning 15 straight games, like, because you're destined to lose one.
Yeah, you kind of need that, like, hey, you know,
let's get it back. Yeah. Let's get it back together.
And I'm saying, yeah, tonight, 32 or 36, 279 yards. He ran for a touchdown. You know, pretty good. Ezekiel Elliott, 23 carries, 159 yards and a touchdown. All right. That's what you want. Lean on that running game.
Leave it alone.
Oh, Dez showed up, 8 for 82. Jason Witten, 10 for 51. I mean, hey, that's what you need.
I mean, even Troy Aikman came out and basically was like, Jerry, shut up.
Yeah, I saw that. Like,
I'm like, shush, man. Jesus.
He's like, yeah.
Are you the coach? Just coach the team then. Get rid of Jason Garrett and coach the damn team yourself then. If you want to make all the decisions.
Yeah, that makes.
God.
That don't make no sense. You know, I mean, Tampa Bay still 8-6. They're still in the mix.
God, the Redskins are the 6th seed. Jesus.
Hey, Jameis Winston, 17-35, 247, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
He was bringing them back, but them INTs
did not Keller, help. Only 52-yard rushing as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell you who was rushing that ball. Them Atlanta Falcons.
Man.
Ran Devontae it.
Freeman. Like, all right.
You talk about a two-headed monster. Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman, man, they are rolling. I know for a minute Tevin Coleman got hurt and all that stuff, but now that he's back, oh my God.
What did he do? Oh, he had only 8. He had, but he had 14 for 58. But Devontae Freeman, 20 carries, 139 yards, 3 touchdowns. Lord.
I mean, they, you know,
they was playing the Niners.
Sorry, Mama G. But yeah, they were playing the Niners. You
better beat up on them, dude.
Kaepernick's gone. Trent Baalke is gone. Chip Kelly's probably gone. I mean, they need to just blow this sucker up and start over again. God, it's just like, you got rid of Jim Harbaugh and he put the curse on y'all.
Yep.
Boom.
We don't voodoo. Like him.
Fine. Voodoo on you.
That's just funny as hell. And, you know, speaking of the Cowboys' nemesis, these Giants keep winning again.
Yep.
Beating Detroit. That game was close. I mean, say Odell Beckham, he got them hands.
He just keeps scoring touchdowns. Yeah, because
when they got replayed again, I had to see it again. I was like, wait a minute. What? Because I thought he kind of – I didn't even realize he – fully caught it. I thought he just reached and was like, oh, I dropped it. And I was like, wait, he caught that? Like, all right.
And got that ball across. Touchdown.
Start doing the Thriller dance. Like, all right.
Hey, shout out to our cousin who scored another touchdown. Thanks. A little bit too late, though, but, you know.
Who was that?
Sterling Shepard. A little bit too late for me, but, you know, good job anyway.
I was starting if I was playing.
Motherfucker.
But I lost in the playoff. I lost last week by 8 points.
Detroit's still in it?
Yeah, Detroit's still in it. However, you know, Green Bay, they said they're going to run the table.
That throw at the end.
That was nasty.
Oh, my God. That was vintage Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. You just like. So it didn't even look like he really like put everything into it. It just looked like he just flicked his arm and that sucker was gone. I gotta admit what people say though. He might be like just when it comes to just being able to throw the ball, he might be the best quarterback I've ever seen. Cause he just like flicks his wrist and that sucker just goes.
And I was a little shocked that I was like, nigga, you about to go into overtime versus the Bears? Are you serious? You know, but it's, you know, division rival. They hate each other.
He can't play defense.
Nope. So I was like, oh, they pulled that win out. I'm like, good job, Aaron Rodgers. And hey, for Aaron. Your team, I'm like, you can't have these games like this.
Yep.
Making it too close. No, we brought it up. Gus Bradley. I mean, damn.
When you got the worst team in football. And I ain't talking about the Browns. Then yes, he needs to go, because they had expectations of at least winning eight or so games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, based on the talent they had, the way their offense looked last year, they added a lot of pieces on defense. You were like, okay, they about to take that next step, and they fully regressed. They were what? They're what? 2-12. Get out of here! And I think they said he's had the worst winning percentage. For a head coach who's coached at least 50 games. What?
Yeah, I think he's, what, 14 to 48 or something?
Something
like that.
Horrible like that. And you're like, yeah, dude, it's time to go.
Yeah, they had high expectations, and it's just.
God, man. They ain't been decent since Jack Del Rio was there.
Yeah. And this game, they were up. You were like, oh, Houston is just playing ass.
Yeah, and then they finally benched Brock Osweiler, and it was like, oh, now our fortunes turned around. Tom Savage is going to be the starting quarterback for that team. Period.
You think he's starting next?
Yes, I do. Because he can't. Dude, Brock is whack. God, I'm like, thank you, John Elway, for that's the one good thing the Broncos didn't do.
Because you was trying to defend them, but now you're like, clearly something's up.
Well, I just thought, you know what, look, it was like, I personally was like, look, he's been in the system for 4 years.
No, he has that prototypical.
You know all your teammates. You got, you know, you got the tools. You won games with the team last year. You know, stick with the program. No. I want to leave. I don't want to be in Peyton's shadow. I want to go somewhere else. I want more money. Fine. Go ahead and get more money. And it cost you your respect because now you suck. But it's all good. It is what it is. Houston stuck with him through next year, at least.
Yeah.
So you better make do with what you got.
Yeah, they better.
But they in the playoffs.
Yeah, they still in it. I mean, it's going to be a damn battle. Tennessee won, so they both tied. Indianapolis keeping it close. God damn, they beat the shit out of Minnesota. It's like, oof.
And Mike Zimmer, after the game came out, ripped his team.
Oh, I know.
He was like, I want to see who going to show up, because we did not show up. And it was like, they fell, man. I know we have fallen off. Minnesota has taken a plunge.
It's like, because
they started off 5-0.
Yep. And you were like, oh, how long can they keep this up?
Like, it was like, they defense elite. And it's like, nah, no, it ain't.
Because now you made that. Because now you're like, you're going to fall off. Now it's like, well, is that trade going to backfire? Because, I mean, it helped early on. You were like, oh, maybe.
I still was like, how the hell did you trade a first round pick for him? Like, I was like, you gave up a first round pick?
Yeah.
You might as well have just gone in with what you got. I'm sorry. You just don't give up a first round pick. You didn't learn from Indy when they traded a first round pick for Trent Richardson. Like, you just don't do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's always like, well, we got to keep this going. And, like, and yeah, I mean, then Detroit's leading the division.
Oof.
And the defense can only do so much, but they broke today.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to Oakland. Shout out to those fucking Raiders. Who won, and hey, for the first time since what?
2003. It's been 13 years.
Yeah, 2003.
Yep.
They clinched the playoffs.
Yep.
Go ahead, Raiders. Go ahead, LJ and Bragg. Go ahead, Baylor and Bragg. Go ahead to my boy Cam. Go ahead and brag. Go ahead, Victor. Go ahead and brag. All you Raider fans out there, you like, yeah! Feeling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see what you can do with it.
Yeah, we'll see what they can do.
Don't do that. Get in the playoffs and lose the first game. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't buy what's scary.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm watching.
Did y'all got a spot now?
I am watching.
Yeah, because you're number two in the winner. That, you know, basically, do they clinch home field? I think they clinch the bye.
Well, New England's already clinched. Yeah,
they clinched their division for the, what, I think they said, eighth, ninth straight year. Like, Jesus.
They clinched the bye already.
Yeah. It's just that they're going to get in home field, which they probably will.
Yep. And in Pittsburgh.
Hey, man, that is a bad. I want to see how that division plays out.
Ooh, they got Baltimore next week.
Mm.
Which I'm like, I low-key, I need Pittsburgh to win. I need y'all to win that game because Baltimore's ahead of us right now.
Yep.
And I need Miami to lose.
Yeah, Baltimore beat up on them Eagles. Sorry. It was a close game. That was a good game. Showed some fight, but.
It showed some fight. And
Flacco proven, man.
I hate being in each position where you need help. I'm like, oh my God. Great.
Yeah, that's the stressful part about it.
Yeah. And as usual, I called it, and I told you, folks. I told you.
What's that?
They going 0-16, baby. They going 0-16. Told you.
Yeah, Buffalo put that on them.
They put the smackdown on them. So I don't know who Cleveland plays. Actually, let me see who Cleveland plays the rest of the season. San Diego and Pittsburgh. Loss and a loss.
Mm.
So... When that defensive player came out, I was like, no, we ain't going 0-16. You jinxed him. You jinxed him. Should have kept your mouth shut. You might have won the game.
Yep.
I just hope we can win a game.
There it is. There it is. Even the 49ers have won at least one. I'm just saying.
For Hugh Jackson.
I feel for him, but you know what? You got to get an opportunity somewhere.
I think he wanted to see. He was like, this team, I can make this team better. You know,
it wasn't his fault he lost every quarterback.
Deshaun
on him.
Watson.
Get him.
Yep. I mean, happy RG3 came back, got a nice little running touchdown. But yeah. Buffalo ran. Shady McCoy went nuts again.
Come on, do that against Miami.
Let's go. Since we're talking about coaches, so long, Jeff Fisher. Thank you. He heard what I said.
I was like, 5 minutes. Thank you, Stan Kroenke, for listening to the show. I appreciate that, sir. Because I don't know why the hell y'all were extending this loser. Like I said, LA is known for winning, not losing, and losers. And you got rid of the loser. Thank you.
Yeah, he had tied the record for most losses.
How shady was that, though? We ain't going to let him get the record. We going to cut him before he actually gets it, because he was going to get the record.
Yeah, he was going to get it.
He was going to get it. That's the only thing I would have wanted. Just might as well make him the biggest loser in NFL history.
Yeah, because Seattle...
mollywopped him.
Yep.
Mollywopped him. God.
I saw that Jared Goff, me standing up, poor people here now, like, you know what? Maybe we should not have made all them trading them picks to get Jared Goff. He doesn't look ready. I'm like, well...
He's a rookie, man. I mean, look, not everybody is Dak Prescott.
But they take Carson Wentz. Can he at least be Carson Wentz-ish?
I mean, people were like, you know, Carson Wentz should, if we're being real, Carson Wentz should be on the Browns.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. You never know. You never know. You don't know. But they always say, you know, when it comes to drafts and draft picks, you got to give them 3 years.
Yeah.
You got to give them 3 years to see how they pan out first before you just, you know, kick them to the curb. You know, it's his first year. He's still learning the game. Let's be real. He didn't have he might not have had necessarily the best coaching. So I know Josh McDaniels is the hot name out there right now.
Oh my God.
For you know, getting the head coaching position.
First it was Jim Harbaugh.
And he was like, no.
I was like, why would he leave Michigan? This is a Michigan dude. He was pretty almost Ohio State win from being in the damn playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It's his second season.
Mm-hmm. He instantly turned them back to the Michigan we remember.
Top program. He come to L.A. and do what?
With a sorry team.
I'm saying. Then it was, oh, maybe we can get hometown Pete Carroll. I'm like, why would Pete Carroll leave Seattle to come here? Like, oh, you know, he from here. This is fun. I'm like, you make it act like this fool is in Buffalo. Well, he way the hell away. Dude, all he is in Washington.
You can get an hour flight and I'm home.
Yeah. And look at the team he got. I'm going to leave all this. I'm going to leave the 12th man.
I'm going to leave a Super Bowl contender.
I'm going to leave the 12th man to come here where everybody like, well, they better win because we ain't coming. We got stuff to do. Like, okay.
So I guess now it's Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Even he might not leave until Tom Brady leaves.
Yeah,
it's hard. He's got a good thing going. Plus, let's not forget, as a Broncos fan, I know firsthand he wasn't that great as a head coach.
No,
nope. I'm just saying
he may just be better as a coordinator.
This is the same dude who picked Tim Tebow in the first round. Let that sink in.
Yep.
Let that sink in.
Other news, Michael. Since we was talking about Michael Floyd, he got picked up by the Patriots after his dumb crap. Arrested for DUI, fell asleep. And from what I heard, it was kind of like asking the police, why y'all messing with me? Like, nigga, you drunk. You asleep at the wheel, bruh.
This one of the few times we can't be like, well, the police was being the wrong. No, the police were not in the wrong.
Yeah. They come and you stopped and he stops on a light and he just stopped.
He basically said he basically was sitting through like two green lights and it's like.
Right. Dude, somebody gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
And Arizona was like, you know what? Our season is rough. Just get the fuck out of here.
And he ain't been playing well anyway this season. They were just like, this the last straw. And of course, he goes to the one place where, watch, he going to start balling in the playoffs. He's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, in the playoffs, he's going to have a big catch.
We gave Michael – we get a legit receiver now again for Tom Brady. Like, you know what?
That's what they do.
Yep. They pick up other people's trash they don't want and make it gold.
Mm-hmm. And it's either, like, either he's gonna be a contributor or nothing. That's what they do. They'll pick a dude up. Like, oh, he's going to do something. Like, he did nothing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let him go.
Yeah. Like, oh, they got Albert Haynesworth. Like, pfft.
Kicking to the curb.
Yep. y'all, I know everybody's happy with Derek Carr now. Please leave the man alone because he said he wanted to help out Johnny Manziel. Because everybody was like, I kept hearing people were like, oh, well, no, I don't think you want me around here. I'm like, what that sounded like, I took it as, and I understand to a point. Like, I know people feel like he got some bad habits and whatnot.
He could be a bad influence.
But I'm like, basically what it means is if your friend is hurt, or he got some problems, like, you know what? You ain't fucking up my life. Go over there. I'm like.
They were in the same draft class.
He got to know him. Johnny Manziel's probably a good dude. He just got some issues, and people don't want to just kick him to the damn curb.
And for credit to Johnny Manziel, we haven't heard anything from him in a while. So, I mean, you know, hopefully he's getting his life on the straight and narrow. Yeah. And Derek Carr's got a good head on his shoulders. I mean, his brother played in the league. I'm sure, you know, he knows what to do and what not to do. The man, from what I know, he ain't never been in trouble with nothing.
Right. Oh, I'm going to help Johnny Manziel. Oh, this means you're going to be partying every weekend.
No,
it does not.
No, it means I want to lend out a helping hand and maybe show him the way to conduct yourself. Right. You know, to get yourself back in the league.
Right. I just want to see the man do better with his life. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we need more
That's
people
what I'm saying.
To stick a hand out. Like,
we need some
people.
Of that. Exactly. You know, exactly.
Y'all drinking that Trump Kool-Aid.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you got a problem? Get away from me.
You get out.
Seen a Supreme Court reject the people challenging the concussion settlement.
I didn't see this.
I knew that was going to happen because it sounded like a lot of stuff is not covered. I'm like, yeah, when the settlement happened, it felt like the NFL was like, whew, dodged the bullet. Okay. They're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to do something.
But they can't be hypocrites. I mean, they preach all this player safety crap and then. You know,
don't want to shell out the money.
All your Harry Douglases who throw cheap shots. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? How about you fine a suspension? I ain't heard of a fine or a suspension for him for that cheap shot he threw at Chris Harris. And how about that player safety?
And didn't Von Miller come out and say they need to be more?
They need to be more like the NBA.
Yeah, looking out for each other.
Well, yeah, because it was like the NBA. He was like, even when you know they ain't trying to hurt each other. He was like, even when you know they do. You know, have some of these flagrant fouls and stuff like that. Most of them aren't intentional. They're not trying to hurt each other. You're like, you got dudes in the NFL. I get it's a gladiator sport, but y'all just be trying to hurt each other. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, this is our livelihood.
That's crazy, man. So, yeah, I know we got the Monday night game.
Who is it? Washington, Carolina?
Yep.
Josh Norman against his old team.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be surprised if Carolina lose that game.
Yeah.
As far as the playoff picture and the AFC, I'm going to say New England's 1, Oakland's 2.
Boo.
Pittsburgh is 3 at 9-5. Houston's holding on. They're 4-8-6. And then the wild card, you got Kansas City and Miami. And Denver, unfortunately, is behind Baltimore and Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
Y'all needed that.
We needed a win. I told you, I was like, we needed a miracle today. But you know what? This point, I'm just like
losing to Tennessee hurt.
We ain't making the playoffs. I have come to the conclusion we ain't making it.
It's
so
just not your
it's
year.
Just not our year this year. It hasn't been my year for many sports. So
over in the NFC, Dallas 12-2 got the number one spot. Seattle jumps back in the second.
Mm.
Atlanta is third, 9-5. Detroit 4th seed, 5. You got the Giants and 6. Then Washington Redskins. You better get that W.
If the NFC East get 3 teams in the playoffs, nigga, what?
That's going to be crazy. Like, really? And then you got, Tampa Bay and Green Bay are right behind.
Mm.
Details on the 5-8-1. Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord.
All right. And then looking forward to week 16. Thursday game. Giants at Philly. What y'all going to do?
I know. Babe, I know. I know Kmart's like, we about to lose. What you mean?
Do not. And I know, you know, I know how division folk like to talk. Do not end your season with 6 losses in the division. Like, you ain't even beat anybody in your division. Oof. Don't go that Philly. Come on, y'all. And most of the games is on Saturday. We got a couple on Sunday. But Saturday, I saw Reds on. They was like, come on Saturday. Like, oh, okay. Miami at Buffalo.
Come on, Buffalo.
I need that. Jets at New England. They locking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee at Jacksonville.
Come on, Jacksonville. You know, I'm wishing for nothing, but come on, Jacksonville.
Minnesota at Green Bay. They need a bounce back game bad.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego at Cleveland. Don't be that one.
Come on, Cleveland. Come on, Cleveland. I'm pulling for y'all low-key. Like, just win a game. Yeah. Win a game. God.
We got Washington at Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm almost like, if you beat Carolina tomorrow.
Don't lose to
this,
Chicago.
This has that trap written all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta at Carolina.
Hey, Atlanta, don't fuck around.
Yeah,
don't mess around.
You got the Colts at the Raiders.
Come on, Indy.
That's going to be a good
come
game.
Come on, Colts.
That's going to be a nice quarterback battle. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. I can see New Orleans beating Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Tampa Bay need this.
Yeah, they do.
Arizona at Seattle.
We saw what happened last time. It was a tie. Ugly tie at that. So, we know Arizona can play them tough.
Yeah, they can. So. Arizona just been dead. Like, what's up with your defense?
Oh, God. The worst game next week.
Frisco at Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to be giving away tickets to that game. Ain't nobody going to that shit. Nobody's going to that shit.
Oh, okay. Hey, San Francisco, this is probably your best opportunity to get another win.
I'm looking right at this thing on the website where I got tickets available. San Diego got Cleveland got fucking 8,500 tickets available. The Rams, 6,400 tickets available from $59 in case you want to go.
Watch that price drop.
Man.
$20.
That's
And you get like seats on a 50-yard line.
Hell, I ain't sitting out in this 60-degree weather, wind blowing, watching this game. Hell nah.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
Saturday night game, Cincinnati at Houston. Yeah. It's Christmas Eve. I mean, it was something.
Come on, Pittsburgh.
And then yet Sunday. On Christmas, we got Baltimore at Pitt.
Come on, Pittsburgh.
NFL Network. And then Denver at Kansas City.
Whatever. Go ahead, Kansas City, and kick our ass. Because that's just what's going to happen.
Nah, you got to have some faith.
Oh, my God. I am a little.
And then Monday night, Lions at Cowboys.
Not a bad game.
That's not a bad
game. Not a bad game at all. And I'm off. Nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm off on case two.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. Interesting close to this NFL season. Two more weeks.
Oh, it's coming.
Playoff implications, man.
Yeah, it's coming on so quickly.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. All right, y'all, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back to it, talk some NBA, some college football, get into these segments, even more. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lambert Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
can find the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. And you can always find them at blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to talk any sports, you want to hit us up on some football, it's getting close. Is your team in it to win it? You have your team already checked out? You're already ready to move on? Any of that stuff. Hit us up, man. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. Email, brotherslehman@gmail.com. Twitter, @brotherslehman. On the show page, on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Just let us know how y'all feeling. Go ahead and talk your shit. And venture depressions, because I know I'm venting mine. And please, please, by all means, give us reviews, because we, you know, they go well for the show and, you know, get us more pub and all that good stuff. So hit us up. Holla!
That's what's up. All right, getting into some stuff. I want to find all the notes for this, but it looks like they might prove me wrong and avoid a lockout. The NBA and the Players Union have reached a tentative agreement on a new 7-year CBA.
I was like, oh, shit, Chris was wrong.
Well, a lot of stuff they're not really touching.
Yeah, I was like the one and done stay, so I was like, well, fine.
Okay. That was different. It seems like the revenue was still going to be 48-50%.
I think it's 49-51.
Yeah,
I believe.
Okay, they leave that go. It sounds like the money about to get even more crazy, because I already
cap's going up.
Cap's going up, and they're, you know, they're talking about LeBron and who was it? LeBron, Chris Paul.
Think
could
Steph
be signing, like, if you, like, I guess if you over 34. You can sign these 5-year. Yeah, I haven't seen what Steph. Food's going to start making like $35, $40 million a year now.
Well, they said Steph Curry, I believe, because he's a free agent, right? I believe they said if he re-signs with.
Yeah, next season he'll be a free agent.
I think they said if he re-signs with
Golden State,
he could sign like a, I want to say like a 5-year, $200-something million contract.
Like, damn.
I think it's like 232 or something like that. Something ridiculous. I was like, Anthony Bennett's a bargain. I mean, Anthony Davis. I'm like, his contract's a bargain.
Oh, yeah, because it keeps
dying.
They're, I know the issue they had with, I think they changed it, so now they made it where it's like two guys on your team can now get 5-year deals. Well, before, I think it was just one, which is part of the reason why, I guess, Kevin Love wanted out of Minnesota. Because they designated Ricky Rubio as getting the 5 years. Guess they regret that.
Yep. Oh, man.
But I'm like, well, okay. But yeah, I was surprised. I was like, oh, they're not touching the one. Okay.
I was like, get rid of that. But whatever.
Nope.
It's fine. We still going to be just having these kids go to school for 1 year, not caring about class, and then jump into the league. Fine.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Do what you want.
Folks over in Kentucky don't mind that one
bit. Not at all.
Keep on coming.
They have mastered the system and the art of the one and done. They have mastered it.
So I noticed that because it's tentative, they agreed to, I think, push back the final deadline to, I think, January 21st, 2017, because it was like last week they had to make a decision.
Yeah.
So looks good that they may avoid it. For their sake, I hope they do, get this over with. We can keep going back and guys can start making even more money, more money. Like, damn.
That's my movie.
I mean, LeBron be like, okay, I'm a free agent. I'm opting out. Give me a 7-year, $380 million contract. King LeBron James, first player to have 27,000 points, 7,000 rebounds, 7,000 assists. Girl, I was like, you the only dude to do that? Like, hey,
Moving up. He's climbing the ladder, folks.
Yeah.
He's climbing the ladder. He's has he cracked your top 10?
He's in my top 10.
Mm.
He in my top 10. I have to go through it.
He ain't in that top 5.
Yeah, nah.
He ain't in my top 5.
No. No, you know, maybe when he's done, I can see. That top 5 hard to break.
Yes,
mine
it is.
Mine personally, but.
Yes, it is.
But for a lot of people, they haven't been in his top 5. And good. Top 10 player, I mean, yeah, it's hard. If you're not in your top 10, I want to hear what your top 10 is.
Mm.
That's, I'm like, that's a lot of people. I don't know.
I'm almost feeling like eventually we're going to have to break it up into the old school NBA and the modern NBA.
Yeah.
Where it's like, who's your top 20? Who's your top 10 in this era and this era?
Yeah, you got to qualify. Like,
because I didn't see any of these guys.
Well, that's how you got
it. It's not my fault.
Yeah, that's how you gotta set it up.
Yeah.
Like, these are the only people I'm basing this off of, people I've seen.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
Westbrook keeps going dumb against the Suns. Yesterday, he put up 26, 11 assists, 11 rebounds, 22 assists. Shit. For his 13th triple-double of the season, his 50th overall, joins Magic and Isaiah Thomas as the only players to have 25.10 rebound, 20 assist games. Magic did it twice.
Shit.
Like, dude, he is killing it. He already been talking about it. He tired of talking about it.
Well, because it's the same question every time. And you're like, right. How many different ways can I answer the same question? I mean, like, yes, I'm putting up triple-doubles.
Right, he cares about, like, I want to win. I gives a fuck.
Exactly. He's like, I'm doing what I need to do to win.
Yeah, now the problem is, oh, he didn't have a triple-double this game. What's wrong with him? Like, the fuck? Really?
He got to have one every game, huh? He got to do it for 82 straight games.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, situation tough. I mean, they had a back-to-back loss. He got blown out road games versus the Blazers and the Jazz this past week. The dude putting up crazy numbers.
Yeah.
He don't care. All he's had the taste of being in the finals. All he cares about is winning and getting there.
He want that chip.
Mm-hmm. Anything else is, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Moot point.
Exactly.
Other big talk. D'Antoni was not feeling the Cavs resting their big three all at the same time. And on the road, he's like, I think they need to put something in to prevent that. Now, I know them folk over at Hoopla are like, yeah, put something in. All this rest bullshit.
Now, how do you feel about it since your coach seems to be the one who started all of this?
Now, I'll admit, I'm not a person who likes, like, okay, I'm resting. Like, I'm going to sit all my three best players. That was a little shocking to me. Because at least, you know what, when Pop really started doing it, was like, okay, Duncan, like, 37. And he, oh, okay, I can kind of understand. But it was like, I didn't get resting all three of them.
I mean, because like, Kyrie's 20 in his, what, mid-20s?
Yeah, I can see, like, hey, you know what, and even, you know, LeBron's like, hey, you know, I'll do what my coach said. He doesn't, I wasn't shocked. I'm like, you want to rest LeBron? Okay. Why are you resting all of them? Like, I could see if he's like, okay, I'm going to rest LeBron here, and then this next back-to-back next week, I'm going to rest Kyrie Irving. But I'm like, you rested all of them dudes. Like, okay.
But I do kind of understand, especially on the road, just because it's like, you know, if I'm a fan in that particular city, and you only come, you know, and you only, you, I mean, because the East only plays the West twice.
Yeah.
And you're only playing them once on the road. And I come to that specific game specifically because I want to see these certain players. And then it's like, oh, we resting them. They ain't playing. I was like, well, shit, I wasted my money then and my time.
Yeah.
And it's to an extent, it's not fair to the fans. I get it from the perspective that, you know, you want to rest these dudes. But at the same time, this rest thing is getting on my nerves because I'm like, wait a minute. You telling me. Back in the old, more physical NBA, where dudes was handshaking and taking hard fouls and this and that, wasn't nobody resting. You ain't even heard of anybody taking a rest day. Now, all of a sudden, we resting all the time in a more lenient NBA? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and I wonder what it'll be because now I think in the CBA, I believe they're trying to start the season earlier so they can spread out. So
they don't have so many back-to-backs
and 4 out of 5, which is great.
Which is fine by me.
Which is now it's like, okay, now that you spread them out, does that mean that now you don't have to do any more resting like that? Because, yeah, when Pop did the DNP rest, I was like, oh, you just like, nah, he ain't playing today.
He's like,
ain't no injury.
DNP old.
Yeah, that was funny. But I'm saying, but you know, he's had a team, they've been to the fucking playoffs 20 straight years. You know, he's basically resting the old guys on his squad. And then every now and then he'd be like, all right, I'm going to get Kawhi Leonard some rest. Because he wasn't resting Kawhi Leonard the grip. He ain't probably rested.
If at all.
Yeah, he's rested Kawhi Leonard, I think, a game. LaMarcus all just back to, okay, I'm going to rest him. But it's not like, hey, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to rest Paul Gasol and LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard.
He's like, now, I'm still trying to win the game.
Now, they did find him for that game with Miami. But to me, that was more of a chess move. He was like, I'm resting him. I don't give a fuck if it's on TV. He was like, I'm not letting – we probably going to see this team in the playoffs. Y'all ain't seeing shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you no – you ain't seeing none of my playbook. So I was like, okay, that was again. I was mad about it because I'm like, damn, I want to see this game.
Mm-hmm.
And the league fined him. So I'm like, you ain't finding Tyronn Lue? You know, well, just because it's Memphis? Like, oh, okay.
It's because it's the Spurs, man.
Oh, because it's like, oh, it's because he's not playing. It's not like, hey, it's a back-to-back, and we playing Golden State, and it's on television. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to sit the big three this game. Like, oh, okay. Pop don't, he don't give a fuck.
He don't. That's why he's the best.
Yes, I'm not with it. And I've heard the whole, where should they sit? I'm more in favor of you resting dudes at home, personally, because I am like, you know, your fans see your ass 41
all the
times.
All the time.
Right. You're going to be on the road. So in terms of wanting to repay fans who come to see games, maybe one game out of the year, I think it would be better if you like, all right, we at home, you can rest now,
mm-hmm.
personally, than doing it on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just me. Let's see what else we got. So finally the dance between the Rockets and Dante Mantas is finally over.
Thank God.
Because they decided to scratch the match contract and then offered him a deal basically about the same. And then a week later, like, you know what? We were renouncing his rights. He's a free agent. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what were you waiting for? There's some things about Daryl Morey he get on my nerves with. He really does. But now, basically, he can't sign with Brooklyn.
No.
Which is like, that's fucked up.
That's part of the little, I guess, the contract
thing. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's shady. But, I mean, at least now he can dictate where he wants to go.
Yeah.
That's if anybody's even going to give him a shot.
I know your Bulls. Frustrating as hell. Tibbs' first game back. They was playing well, and then they blow the damn lead.
We were up by like 20.
Yeah, that was some good one. That Todd gets some... put back was nasty. The Robin Lopez block on Cat. Like, oh, we lost that. And then you lost the back-to-back to them.
And the second game was embarrassing. I think we scored 69 points. It was like...
Oh, and the Bucks. Oh, man.
Like, oh, my God. This ain't been my year, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to sports. My teams are playing like doo-doo this year. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I'm saying the Rockets.
Dude.
Good week. First, they beat the Thunder beside Westbrook scoring a 7 straight triple-double. Then they make a league record 24 threes.
On how many attempts?
61. God damn. 61 motherfucking attempts?
This... This has gotten absolutely ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to get to a point. There's going to come a point this season where they breaking the record for the most threes attempted in the season.
Yeah.
They about to shatter it.
They're going to shatter that shit.
Because I'm like...
That's why I had to put it in the thing.
61 threes. I want to know how many shot attempts they had in that game.
I have to look that one up.
Because I'm like, what the fuck? Because didn't they just have a record of like 50-something?
Yep. They did.
61. Just shoot nothing but. Make it a 3-point contest. Why not? Just shoot nothing but threes. This annoys me about the NBA sometimes, though. Like, I'm like, can we get a big who plays back to the basket, ain't shooting 23 footers, please? Can I just get one?
Yeah, you got Andre Drummond.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm talking about one who has offensive game, not one who can rebound and defend. I ain't talking about your DeAndre Jordans, your Hassan Whitesides. I'm talking about somebody who got moves like Kareem, like Hakeem. I mean, Jesus, give me a Shaq. Give me somebody.
Put him back there, because I would say DeMarcus Cousins, but he shoot threes.
Brook Lopez shoot threes.
Yeah, but he's always been a stretch player anyway. It just, they gonna, that's
Anthony Davis shooting threes. Cat shooting threes. Give me a big who can't shoot no threes, but who can do damage in that 10-foot range. And the funny
thing is, even like Marcus Gasol shooting threes now. Before, he wasn't shooting none.
It's like, God. Ugh.
I think he's made more this season than he's made every year since.
Just eliminate the center position. Eliminate it. Just call it big.
That's the five. That's it. Ain't no, you just, when we draw it up, whoever the five is, that's what you do. Because ain't no.
It's just so frustrating. It's just, God, it's such a different league now. It is such a different league. I need a big to come in the league who can just eat you from 10 feet in. And nothing else.
Nah, because if he can shoot, then they ain't going to be like, they're going to push his range back.
Fine. 5 feet in.
Yeah, see, the thing with Shaq, yeah. Like, you ain't getting Shaq because Shaq couldn't shoot.
That's what I need. I need one of those. Can't shoot, but can drop 30, 40 points in the paint. Easily.
It should be.
But he ain't going to get the touches.
Nope.
Of course not. Like, this guy. 61 threes. Jesus Christ. Damn! Yeah, 20 years ago, you couldn't sniff a team shooting 61 threes in a game.
Nope.
61 threes. God damn, that blows my mind away. 61 threes.
It's Oregon, they third in the conference.
I mean, that's fine, but 61 threes. You know what? It ain't going to work in the playoffs.
You got to mix it up.
It ain't going to work in the playoffs. Mike D'Antoni, he always does this. He puts up all these numbers and all these points and has good records in the regular season, and he sucks in the playoffs. This ain't going to work in the playoffs.
Yeah. And shout out to James Harden passing Hakeem for a franchise triple-double with 15. He's probably playing a little better defense, but this dude's clearly like, look, I ain't just a scorer. Because if you're getting that many triple-doubles, I mean, you bored.
Hey, that shows you how bomb Hakeem was, though. A center getting triple-doubles like that.
Mm-hmm.
He got quadruple-doubles. What? That's what I'm saying. Give me one of them dudes.
Yeah, you wish. They rare.
Very.
And if Hakeem was playing now, they'd be like, won't you try to shoot a three? It's like, what the fuck?
Because Duncan didn't shoot threes, did he?
It rarely. He's taking them. But, I mean, he's taking, but it's, he don't. He that's not where he they put they don't put him out there like that. Like he may like okay when you know coming down the floor, and then he happens to be open and they pass to him and he's at a three and nobody's around him. He might be like, oh, I'll shoot it, or if it's a late game and he's like, all right, we need a three and he happens to be there, but he ain't doing that shit.
Nah, Pop would have yanked him.
They're like, yeah, we got enough. There's plenty of 3-point shoots. Give it to them. You don't need to do that. A couple weeks ago, when the Cavs blew out the Knicks by 32 in the Garden, we saw the Cavs player playing the fucking water bottle challenge. I was like, wow. Word? You remember? I think you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
that was a fuck you to Phil Jackson. That's what that was.
Yeah.
We blowing your ass out, and now we about to play games because we bored.
Because
we kicked your ass. I'm playing with my posse.
Yeah, I heard the little Jay-Z introduce him and
oh, it was brilliant, wasn't it? It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Like,
Phil, you should have kept your mouth shut.
Yep.
Should have kept your mouth shut.
But, man, I was like, are these niggas really playing a fucking game over here?
We're bored.
We're bored. We up.
We killing you by 30. We're bored.
As soon as I saw, I was like, oh, this reminds me of last year with the Panthers. Like 3 minutes left, we up 30.
We taking pictures.
We taking selfies.
It's like it was a middle finger to Phil Jackson.
Yeah, it was.
That's all it was. Like, that's what you get for talking all that smack. Oh, that's funny.
And Laker fans, you know, y'all recently snapped that 8-game losing streak. Are we back to reality?
Yes.
I mean, look, they started off hot,
mm-hmm.
played very well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I was like, please don't start doing what I think y'all going to do. Uh-oh, I smell playoffs. Let's book it. You know how they were already like, we got this team and we going to be eighth seed and all this. And now your ass is 11-19. You know, injuries did play a part.
Yes, they did. And they're still playing hard.
They are
still playing hard. I will give them that. But yeah, that whole, it was so early.
Already talking about they're going to win 40 games. And before, it was like, if they get to 30, that was an improvement. Y'all talking about y'all trying to win 40 games? Slow it up.
Mm.
But, I mean, look, they still doing all right. And hang in there. But yeah, I'm looking at playoffs now. Golden State whooping ass. 24-4 Spurs, only a game and a half behind. The Rockets, Clippers, Utah. God, Utah can get healthy, George Hill can play. They scary.
Mm-hmm.
They got to put it together. Memphis, 6 holding on. Oklahoma City, 7. Portland, 8. I seen somewhere, I guess, Lillard went off on his squad. What the fuck wrong with y'all?
You just like play with some heart.
Yeah.
Which I ain't mad at him for.
Nah, it's Sacramento, just trade that dude. Y'all are not.
Trade him now.
Even with that contract, then they're like, now they make it. They're trying to make it where. This is a situation I don't get with Durant leaving. And it's like, well, now you want to put in even more things. You know, so I guess now there's going to be an incentive where, like, how much more you can make if you stay with your team is going to shoot up like a motherfucker. I'm like, dude, what's the same? Like, I don't want to see DeMarcus Cousins on the Kings anymore. I don't. When he's a free agent, I'm like, oh, we can pay him an extra $58 million. Like, I want to be like, please go somewhere else. Turn down the money. I mean, look, yes, in the case of Oklahoma City, yes, you would like to see a team that good stay together as long as possible.
Mm.
But if somebody's like, hey, you have a chance, if this is free agency back in the 80s, and I know how the motherfuckers talk shit about I wouldn't do this and that. Hey, you know there's an opening for a position to play at Showtime. You want to play with Showtime? Nah, fuck that. I don't want to play Showtime. You're going to be like, what? I can make hella money and play with Showtime? Yeah. I want to go. You know, so I'm like.
Is it about the money or is it about winning?
Right. It can be both. I can have both. All right.
Yeah, especially with the way contracts are going up. You can do both now.
And let's see. Moving on with the East, you got Cleveland still up. Toronto was a game out. Toronto is focused.
Yes, they are.
You know, of course, we'll see what they do in the playoffs. That's going to matter. But they may steal home court. They going to try. Cause, I mean, look, when you're Cleveland – once you win a championship and you've been to the finals a couple times, home court does not carry weight like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we can go on the road and win. We good. Toronto trying to get that number one spot.
Yep.
I don't blame them. Boston's third. Charlotte's fourth.
Wow.
Bucks are fifth. All right. The Knicks are sixth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pacers is seven. And your Bulls. Holding on to that A spot.
We tied for 7.
Yep.
I mean, I will. The one glaring hope I can have is that we're only a half game out of third.
Yeah.
So, or a game and a half out of third place. So, I'm like, it ain't like we falling off the map, but we got to get shit together, man. Like, for real.
Yeah. Atlanta Hawks and they out of it. Jeez.
Washington is so disappointing.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. I don't know what they're going to do. But something got to be done.
And Storm, my God. We knew they'd be bad, but damn. How about them Philly? 76ers.
I saw you. Your pick, Embiid, went for 30. 30 and 10.
I'm like, I was just like, just let the kid stay healthy. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Just let him be healthy, please.
Yeah, that's all I want to see. He's starting to, you know, now they got all four of everybody healthy, apparently.
Oh, Noel's trying to get traded. You heard what he said?
What'd he say?
Because I guess they played him like 8 minutes. And he was like, I'm too good to be playing 8 minutes. It's like, oh my God, dude, you just came back from an injury. What are you?
Right.
He's like, trade me. Trade me now. Because I need to get out of here.
They ain't going to try to.
It's just a log jam, man. And then Simmons come back.
Well, they know. They clearly know, like, yeah, we have like a glut of centers. And I think Brett Brown's trying to do his part to get everybody minutes and, you know, partially to show them off. Like, look what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
We know you want him. He's healthy. But look, he's still trying to win games at the same time.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yep.
All right, let me get into the find this man, Anthony Bennett. And his computer's slow as hell.
Oh, damn. That boy good. Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
But you know, the power of editing.
That boy is good. Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Editing now, all that out. Let's see. Okay, come on.
My boy was actually getting some consistent minutes.
He getting some serious.
I was work. Like, okay, finally.
Let's see. We last recorded, what day was that? The 5th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So since then, the 7th versus Denver, they won. He played 7 minutes.
Mm.
2 or 3 from the field. Misses only 3, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Saturday the 10th, they lost to the Spurs.
Mm.
Oof, 130-101. Shit. He played 15 minutes.
All right.
1 of 7.
Oof.
From the field, 1 of 4 from three, 3 points, 7 boards, 1 assist, 2 turnovers.
Oh, Jesus.
On the 12th, they lost to Houston. He played 18 minutes.
Go ahead.
He was 2 of 3 from the field, 0-1 from three, 2 of 2 from free throw, 6 points, 4 boards. Versus the Lakers on Wednesday, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 3 from three, 2 of 2 from free throw, 4 points, 5 boards.
All right.
Past Friday at Orlando, which they lost, 14 minutes.
Mm.
2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from three, 3 or 4 from free throw, had 8 points and a block.
How many boards?
0.
Oh, damn.
And then today, close one. They lost to Philly. 13 minutes. Missed his only field goal attempt. So no points, 4 boards, 1 assist.
His averages are getting killed.
Yeah. Averages 5 points, 3 boards. But I'm more happy to say, and let's see if they got all that. Yeah, in the month of December, he's at least 13 minutes.
All right, let's creep it 7 more minutes. Let's average 7 more. Let's get this kid 20 minutes a game.
For the month of December, we got average 4.8 points, 4.4 boards, barely getting, don't have a 0.4 assist.
Spirit is block. Racking up right now.
Look, man, 13 minutes is a step up.
Yes, it is.
We said 5 rebounds, so he got 4.
Oh, he's getting close. He's getting close to them boards, boy. We got to get them points up, though.
Yeah.
We got to get them points up.
So I'm like, all right, he's clearly getting time. Let's see if we can add another 5 minutes to that.
I need an injury so he can get like 30 minutes a game. I need something.
I know, but man, he's playing.
Yep.
So that's all I can get happy about.
There you go.
So yeah, that was, you know, once again, the Anthony Bennett challenge.
Do 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 do.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
I know.
That's That shit is great. This is gonna be it's fun. Like, that's me, and then that's Spirit. Yeah. I'm like, good and terrible.
Boy, I got talent. Talent to warm that seat up.
Oh, that's funny.
But hey, keep it up, man. Keep.
Earn some 20
that's
minutes.
That's what
I'm saying. You ain't getting the DNPs regularly now. Yeah, come on. Now we got to just start putting in the points.
Yeah, we working. Let's cool. see.
Some baby steps.
Start 2017. Get some more.
Exactly.
College football. Yes, LJ. Shout out to Lamar Jackson.
Shout out to the city of Louisville.
Won that high. I mean, I didn't even see the votes or anything, but it was like, look, he getting it. Well, don't pull on that. It was close. Like, nigga, close for what?
Well, we said, I mean, even though they lost them a few couple games, it was like he put on such a tear. You got to put the entire season mm-hmm. into account. You can't just put a few games.
No.
It's like.
He the whole damn offense.
He was everything.
Yeah. Oh, he don't play well, the team lose. Oh, well, clearly he must be good.
The only thing that boy got to do, he got to put on some pounds.
Yeah.
Because he is skinny.
Woo. He'll bulk up over there.
Yeah, he got to. At least put on like 10 pounds, dude. Something.
You'll be taking that pound. Especially if you're going to be running. If you're going to be the damn running back, too. Shit. Man, we got 25 damn carries.
Ugh.
Fuck.
But he be getting 100-something-odd yards. You like, keep running it.
Oh, yeah, he balled the hell out.
Yes, he did.
I saw Alabama offensive coordinator Lane Kiffin.
Oh, that was
Florida
funny.
Atlantic.
That was funny because there were rumors. It was like, he might be going to Houston. It was like, oh, he's going to Florida Atlantic. Like, what?
The last minute just came swooping.
Okay. I mean, you got to start somewhere again. You want to be a head coach? I mean, his stint didn't go well. Shout out to your Raiders.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, what happened? I'm pull up the college football. Oh, Nick Saban. Oh, sorry. I'll just get Steve Sarkisian as offensive coordinator. Like, oh, keep it up.
As long as he can stay off the booze.
Yeah, I saw this other thing with the Minnesota team that they were going to boycott.
That shit lasted
players.
2 days.
Yeah. I was like, they didn't tell you what it is. I was like, well, you better find out first. And it was like, all right, we gonna play.
Yeah, exactly. We need that money.
Yeah. That school put that pressure on it.
Yes, they did.
Oh man. All right, let's get into this. I'm interested in what you got to say. 5 minutes with Grandpa. What Grandpa got?
2016.
Almost over.
Can kiss my ass. I mean, the year of 2016 has just been brutal. I mean, we had that epic Academy Awards So White and all that
Oscar
stuff.
Oscar
So White earlier in the year. We had that crazy election that just wore everybody the hell out.
Jesus.
Caused more problems than you wanted. And then, of course, the deaths in 2016 have just been ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of looked it up again today. I was like, how many fucking people died this year? And I just went through the list. I'm like, all these names. I mean, David Bowie passed away. George Gaines, who played Eric Lessard in the Police Academy movies.
Oh, yeah.
He died. Abe Vigoda died. George Kennedy, who played Ed in Naked Gun.
Yeah.
He died.
Damn.
Nancy Reagan died. I was just like, Jesus Christ. Prince died. Let me go through this list. Who else died? Nancy Reagan passed.
Oh,
Frank Sinatra Jr. died.
Florence Henderson passed.
Florence Henderson passed away.
America's favorite TV mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my man, Alan Thicke.
Yeah, Alan Thicke passed away a few days ago. Who else we got? Muhammad Ali died back in June. Gordie Howe died.
Yeah.
Freaking Ron Lester played Billy Bob in Varsity Blues. Yeah. He died. Buddy Ryan died.
Yeah.
Pat Summitt died.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
We know one you're saving for last.
Oh, you know who I'm saving for last?
Yeah.
We got... I'm trying, just trying to throw out some Gene Wilder died.
God damn it, yeah.
I'm like, freaking crap, man. Yeah,
Fife Dawg passed away.
Arnold Palmer died. Janet Reno died. Who else died? Yeah, Florence Henderson passed away. Fidel Castro died.
Yeah. I didn't watch them. I think Zsa Zsa Gabor passed away today.
I was like, damn, Zsa Zsa, she was 99.
Yeah, she was dealing with stuff for a while.
And then the biggest name
of this moment.
Moment, and probably for us who love the NBA, his battle with cancer all these years. He won the Jimmy V Award and the ESPYs last year, but Craig Sager.
That shit was sad as hell, man.
I was just like, man, fuck 2016, man. This is just absolutely crazy. I mean, what can you say about Craig Sager? I mean, just the nicest dude. I mean, for all of us who watch NBA, we all love Craig Sager. You know, of course, we love the outfits, you know, he wore. I mean, they were the ugliest outfits, some of the ugliest suits, but you know, we appreciated him for his kindness, you know, his rapport that he had with all the players, all the coaches. You know, he would ask great questions.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't those same old cliche questions. He would, you know, he would actually kind of get something, you know, especially out of somebody like, I know Greg Popovich, you know, had a little moment where he was reflecting on Craig Sager, but you could tell they had a nice little connection. Because it's hard to get anything out of Greg Popovich. Mm-hmm. I mean, Craig Sager was just a great dude, and you almost felt like all these years, you almost felt like you knew the man a little bit. Mm-hmm. I felt like I almost knew Craig Sager, even though I ain't never met the man a day in my life. You almost felt like you just knew him a little bit. But, you know, for his wife, his kids, his family, you know, my prayers go out to them.
Yeah.
I know he's had a tough battle. He was trying to work his way back. It was so awesome to see him do the NBA finals.
Yeah.
You know, even though he never got to do, I was like, he never got to do the finals? I was like, wow. So I was happy to see that. But 2016, man, has just been a year I would like to forget. My sports team has been struggling. The Broncos is whack.
Well, you did win the Super Bowl in 2016.
Well, yeah, technically. Broncos haven't been playing up to par. My Bulls ain't really playing all that well. My White Sox blew the team up, basically. So they rebuilding. Fantasy-wise, I got no love this year, even though I won last year. It's just been rough, man. But there have been positives in 2016. I mean, you know, you had the Olympics in Rio, sans Ryan Lochte. you know, my son was conceived in 2016. Mm-hmm. Even though he'll be here in 2017, but you know, I'm waiting for that moment to be a proud father and everything like that. So there were some positives.
You got a Tribe album in 2016.
A great Tribe album. Some good, you know, some good music came out. Some good quality music. And I mean, you know what? I'll even throw this out there. The fucking Raiders were good in 2016. How about that? LA got a football team back. I mean, there were some positives, yeah, you know.
A lot of great film and TV programming for
African Americans. Absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, you know, it's the last year of Obama, but yeah. You know, we gotta take it as we can. Mm-hmm. But with all that being said, and you know, with, you know, some of the hate that has come along with our future president-elect. I want to play a joint on this show, and it's called Come Together, done by The Roots, featuring Zion. That is basically, to me, it just speaks to what we need to do as a people and as a country. And that's come together, because it's the only way we're going to get through all of this negativity that's been going on, all of this hate and everything, is we got to come together as one and try to push forward and do what we can to make, as the nigga says, to make this America great again, even though you know, we've had great moments, but we need to continue to be great, not become great again. We just have to, we got to do things better. There, I mean, there are some who would argue we ain't never been great. So we got to strive to make sure that we become great. And the only way we're going to become great is if we come together as people and you know, love each other and care for one another and show each other respect, regardless of, you know, financial stature, whatever, race, gender, doesn't matter. We're all people. We do live in what a lot of people call the greatest country because, you know, we do have some freedoms that a lot of countries do not have.
Yep.
So, you know, we got to make sure that we're moving in the right direction, folks. And I know it's been a tough year. It's been a strenuous year on everybody. Hopefully next year it'll be even better than this. But we got to be better as people. We got to make sure that we're better and just do what we can to stay strong and move forward and push forward for each other and for our families and friends and loved ones and, you know, do what we got to do, folks. So that's my 5 minutes. You already know Jay
spit that. It's official. Yeah, man. Yeah, the Craig Sager one was like, oh, my God.
That was just the icing on the cake.
65, battling leukemia, 3 bone marrow transplants, which had never been done before. And everybody was like, this dude's spirit was always high. It never wanted you to treat him like he was sick. Nothing, just...
And my wife and I, we had a pregnancy class that Thursday, so I didn't really get to see the inside the NBA, but I heard Barkley was very emotional. I heard he was crying a little bit.
From what I saw, because I didn't get to see it all, but I watched some place where they had like a lot of different things. I saw when Chris Webber and
KG
were talking.
I saw that one where Shaq was talking too and stuff.
Yeah.
And I saw Greg Popovich's little
I saw
speech.
Reggie Miller's joint. You know, what Kenny's been saying, he shared an office with him. And he actually said, basically, he's the one who actually encouraged him to get into broadcasting. Thought he could do a good job. I mean, the dude, I remember when I saw this, I remember when he wore, the suits weren't fully outlandish as they were. I remember when the suits weren't that crazy. He just made you want to be a sideline reporter.
You're
damn, this dude, he's just good at what he does. And everybody who's like as good as what his job, this dude was an even better person. And I can't handle a lot of shit when it comes to that. So, of course, seeing the picture with him and his kid, and I'm like, wait a minute, he got a kid that's like 12 or something?
I think he had like 4 kids or something, like four
was
or five
like, God
kids.
Damn it, man.
It's very sad, man.
Yeah, I hate seeing when that shit happens. There was a quote he said when they, you know, at the ESPYs. I know everybody uses the one where it's like time is, I can't remember what he said. But the one I wrote down, it was like, the way you think influences the way you feel, and the way you feel determines how you act. Like, with that heavy, man. So, yeah, he definitely will be missed. It's just watching TNT is just going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it was like, you know, those like when shit Kern passed, I was like, nobody's going to, kids now who grow up, they don't know. You're not going to know what it was like to hear shit Kern voice either on radio or on TV doing the games.
The jello's jiggling.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been rough. I hope we just get this year without any more folk losing their damn life.
Damn it, Vince Scully, don't you dare.
Nope.
Stevie Wonder, don't do it.
You better hold on these people, man.
Lord, I'm like, I need y'all. Come on. Don't do it.
Yeah, we got a lot to do, man.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, yeah, definitely going to play that song at the end of the show. All right, let's get into these more segments.
All right.
Let's go hand out some awards.
Yes, sir.
First one, of course, is the Norse Award.
Norse.
Norse. All right. I have a few.
All right.
First one's going out to Mo Spates for calling out his Clipper team, telling them to stop complaining to the refs. And I was like, do that. Because, of course, he was with Golden State for a while. And it's almost like I heard that they complained, but now that I'm here, I seen it.
Mm.
And I'm like, damn, he got to call y'all out and be like, quit doing this shit. Doc Rivers, Chris Paul. Mm. Y'all the main culprit. Stop. Because if y'all stop, everybody else going to stop. But it's just like, dude, this shit is, look, I get it. And shit, even Jordan did it all the time. Whenever he ain't getting no call, it was like, what? Where's my whistle?
Kobe did that too.
Mm-hmm. You ain't even my whistle. That's old to me. Shit. Shout out to them. I listened to this interview with Jemele Hill. It was very interesting. And I did not know this. That Jemele Hill and Michael Smith will be the main anchors for SportsCenter, the 6 p.m. show starting the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Nice.
I was like, oh, wow, okay, that's sweet.
I like their show.
Yeah.
The his and hers. Yeah. I like their show.
And so I was like, okay, cool. And, you know, they're still going to be doing them. It's not like SportsCenter's asking them to change it up. But I was like, oh, you rocking the main SportsCenter show. Like, ooh, okay. That's a good look.
Hey.
That's their main show.
We trying to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we are, man. Moving up. And one more. I'm just giving a shout out to my job. I won't even say the name, but a public radio station out here. Had our holiday party yesterday. I think the ones previously I hadn't been able to go to for whatever reasons, but they just were just stuff to bring with your kids. One was like at medieval times. Folks was like, that shit was whack. We didn't even really get to drink. They all been all right, but this one was at a little spot downtown. 3 hours. Drink all you want. They have food. It was a good-ass time. Man, I was whipped this morning.
Mm.
My wife was like, why would everybody always go hard that night to feel like crap the next day? I woke up like, what time is it? I was like, oh, it's 10-something. I usually wake up before the game starts. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even get to check my fantasy lineup. Like, it's 10:45. And I woke up just because mom was like, yeah, y'all forgot you got kids here? Looking up, I was like, nigga, am I still in my pants? In my jeans? I'm like, what is, like, I got my keys in my pocket. God damn, we got no clothes from last night. Man.
Ooh-wee.
Did you know 3 hours? You like, especially that last hour, it was like, okay, let me get these drinks in before
last call.
Before they let everybody in. But then still, we had the little band, so we could still get, man, it was fun as hell, man. So yeah, shout out to the job.
That's what's up.
This part is just cracking. I wasn't acting no damn fool.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I'm drinking this alcohol, but I'm going to be chill.
Yeah, because our region Christmas parties and stuff, they were like, they had to start tampering them down because people was getting drunk, acting foolish.
Yeah, I hope they don't. Like, yeah.
Nah, buddy.
Yeah, I know come Monday, we're going to be like, yeah, what y'all did? Yeah, do this again. We had our DJs there spinning. The music was cracking.
Nice.
You know, kind of meeting people you don't really get to see often.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hanging out with your folk, getting it in.
That's what's up.
Dude, that was awesome.
That's
awesome.
And I
feel better because this morning I was like, ugh, I need to take a fucking nap.
It sounded like it.
Yeah. I had to give Jonathan a heads up like, yeah, we can do it this evening. I got to go back to sleep, though.
That's funny.
So, yeah, no alcohol for me today. I was like, that's the day you've been like, I had a grip. And then the next day you're like, I ain't want to see no damn alcohol.
Yeah, I heard that.
So, yeah, that's all I got.
All right. I got a few. First one, just a quick shout out to Torrance Memorial. My wife and I, we did our hospital tour visit today. And, man, that fucking hospital is awesome.
Nice.
It's amazing. Starting to really sink in now that the time's about to be here. My wife is 30 weeks as of today. And, you know, had our doctor's appointment this past Thursday. The boy's doing good. So, I mean, everybody just keep your fingers crossed and hope that, you know, no complications arise. Nothing like that. But, knock on wood, everything seems to be good so far with the boy. So, I'm trying to get as much rest as I can before he get here. Because when he get here, there ain't no sleep.
Not a rest be going away.
Oh, man. But next Norse Award, and shout out to Angela Davis, who did the Outcast show with us. I know she'd be up on her wrestling. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Remember he always used to drink them beers?
Yeah.
This motherfucker. Apparently he had a penchant for holding beer bashes after his matches. So I guess back a while back in Japan, He had a beer bash with the Dudley Boys and Stacy Keebler. They went through 115 beers that night.
Damn.
He said that's the most he ever went through. I'm like,
115
beers? I'm like, and knowing him, he probably wasn't even drunk.
He's in that pissy water, man. I can't handle that because I think about you get to your every 4/5 beer, I'm like, I got to pee. Jesus.
I was just like, damn, 150. Shout out to you for being able to go through that meeting because, Jesus, I've had my moments where I've gone through like 24 packs with my boys and stuff like that. But 115? I'm like, how was your liver not dead? Jesus.
You're drinking some good beer, too. Not drinking that cheap water. Stuff.
You can that cheap. Nah, but that Pabst Blue Ribbon. Oh, man.
Yeah, Stone Cold, baby.
That's funny. Next one I'm giving to the NFL, who came out and said their competition committee came to a conclusion that the rules regarding celebration should be relaxed.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're probably going to hopefully tone down on the excessive celebrations and make it, you know, a little bit more fun. Okay. They're probably not going to go as far as like when Chad Johnson was doing all the celebrations and all that stuff. They're probably not going to let you use props still and all that stuff. Probably
not no team joints either.
But, you know, the whole Antonio Brown when he was doing the pumps and Von Miller be doing his little pumps and stuff like that. I mean, you got to let these guys have a good time because, I mean, they are out there throwing their bodies around and putting basically, in a sense, almost putting their lives on the line playing a sport. I mean, you got to let them have a little bit of fun. So, you know, shout out to the NFL for at least acknowledging that, okay, maybe we should be a little more lenient.
Right.
Thank you. And last but not least, I'm going to give a shout out to your team. Your boy.
Timmy D.
Had his jersey retired tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch more of that.
Became the 8th Spur in history to have his jersey retired, joining a group that includes George Gervin, David Robinson, Sean Elliott, James Silas, Avery Johnson, Bruce Bowen, and Johnny Moore. So shout out to him. And he one of his statements was, I'll tell you this. I won a lot of bets tonight. I didn't wear jeans. I wore a sport coat, and I spoke for more than 30 seconds. Thank you, San Antonio. Thank you. It said, you know, in his typical Tim Duncan fashion, he only spoke for like, what did he say? He spoke for 4 minutes and 18 seconds. thanking the group that was at center stage, including his college coach, Dave Odom at Wake Forest, along with his wife and kids, various family members, and, of course, his former teammates. Bruce Bowen, Tony Parker, Ginobili, David Robinson, Sean Elliott, as well as Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford. So,
yeah, buddy.
I mean,
they ain't waste no motherfucking time.
I mean, you know, we'll read a little part of his quote. He said, to all of you here, the fans, all of San Antonio, thank you. The love and support is overwhelming, especially over the last couple of weeks. I've heard from teammates, from the guys I've been with forever, to guys I've played with a year or two, to these jokers over here. Just an amazing response and just an overwhelming amount of love from these guys for what I meant to them. It doesn't even explain how much they meant to me because I got so much more from you guys, from my teammates, than they can explain that they ever got from me. And I know that. So we know this man's going into the Hall of Fame easily. It's up in the air. It's argumentative whether he's the best power forward to ever play the game. I know Chris will probably say yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, just Tim Duncan was, they don't make those anymore.
Nope.
They don't make those kind of players anymore. I mean, there was a reason he was, and I always harp because these college kids comes out and don't know the fundamentals, can't hit a 10-foot jump shot, but want to shoot all kind of threes, can't set a proper screen, don't know how to box out properly. And this dude was probably, in, I guess, the most recent fundamentally sound player to come out of college.
That dude came
out of college and was like, immediately, you can basically build your team around him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, no, we got to wait 4 or 5 years. No, from day one, he can ball.
Yeah, he came in the league with like 4 or 5 moves already. You're like, God damn.
And we ain't talking about Jahlil Okafor. We talking about a dude who came into the league basically. His team always won 50 games. Like, from like day one.
Yeah.
They always won 50 games. And I know people were like, well, it ain't really fair because he technically a center, but he playing power forward and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, hey.
Well, they got niggas, people complaining who are guys who are playing center now. Like, I don't want to play center. I am a four.
Hey, I mean, he and David Robinson started the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm. You see other teams trying to kind of emulate it a little bit, but there will never be another. And, I mean, shout out to Tim Duncan, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. One of the classiest dudes. I mean, you talk about dude. You got your, you know, these dudes out here who are so flashy and all this other stuff. He is the antithesis of all of that. I ain't flashy. I don't talk for more than 5 seconds. I don't do commercials. No. I don't do none of that stuff. And it's just like, he just go about his business.
Mm-hmm. I'm here to win. About winning.
That's, I mean, what he did. He, that's what he did. And it was almost like a perfect storm because he had the perfect coach with him.
Yeah.
Who was all about winning and nothing more. I don't want no shenanigans. And it worked out.
He's a quiet dude. It's hard to imagine somebody who's person. If he had gone to Boston, this is like, what would that have been like?
Mm-hmm.
Playing for the Celtics and, you know, him being in the spotlight all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, shout out to him, man. He going to be missed. And that turnaround quick. So I'm curious, you know, maybe it's because it's San Antonio. I'm like, all right, well, how long before, I'm assuming next year, Kobe Bryant getting his jersey retired.
Probably.
You know, if you didn't want to do it, I'm just like, wow, they didn't even wait. Like, you retiring? All right, we're going to honor you right now.
Crazy.
I know. So that is nuts. Shout out to TME.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, that's all you got?
Yep.
All right. I'm sure we got plenty of these because I know I got a few of these.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
Yeah, that's after Craig's second. What? God damn it! All right, what you got?
All right, I got a few of these. So the first one is going out to North Carolina. You know I love my HBCUs, but North Carolina Central wide receiver Quentin Atkinson did the stupidest thing in the world when they were playing Grambling.
I forgot what that bowl is called.
The Celebration Bowl.
Okay.
He scored a 39-yard touchdown to put North Carolina Central only down one. Mm-hmm. So all they had to do was kick the extra point. However, he had an excessive, and I mean super excessive, celebration. He like took his helmet off. He was running around the damn stadium and stuff. It was like, so, of course, he was flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. They moved the extra point to 10 back 15 yards. And then Grambling State went ahead and blocked that extra point. So it was like, okay, thank you for costing us the game.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to go find that.
I was like, you must. Good Lord. That's why, I mean, you got to tamper it down. Unless you blowing a team out, dude, do not do anything. Oh, my God. My next one is going to the Washington State legislators, because I don't even know how this even came up, but the Washington State legislators are proposing a bill that would permit fans to bring in guns to stadiums.
Okay.
When I saw that, I was like, what? They proposed a bill that would prevent public stadiums or the private entities that operate them from banning people with valid concealed pistol license from entering with a firearm. I'm like, wait a minute. So you trying to mix alcohol and guns in a large venue. So you want somebody to die. I'm like, you want somebody to get shot and killed. Because I'm like, we already see how crazy fans get without guns.
Yes.
I mean, because there was just, there was a fight, I think they showed it at with the Kansas City Raiders game, where fans, they were throwing fisticuffs. Dudes were getting tossed down. Like, it was like, what the hell? And you want these cats to have guns?
Mm-hmm.
For what? So they can get drunk and start shooting in the air. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, something going
to
happen.
So what you want? You don't want kids to go to games anymore. It should be for adults only then. Because I'm like, I ain't bringing my son to no stadium if you going to let dudes with guns in there. Hell no.
You're right.
Hell to the no.
Somebody going to sneak one in.
And shoot somebody.
I have a BS license. Just like I'm just getting it in.
Yeah. I'm just like, what? I don't get it.
And I'm sure everybody who works at them stadiums is like, word. Now security got to be even more secure.
Yep.
Like, we the only ones who should have some heat. Now somebody else can bring heat from the outside in? Yeah. That's not smart.
And then the last one I got, and on a more serious note, from our Denver Broncos, linebacker Brandon Marshall received a letter containing racist and threatening language. And I'm going to read this motherfucking letter. Because I thought it was... I was taken aback because I was like, seriously.
Wow. Oh, they actually posted the letter?
He posted it on his Instagram page. It says, "Hello, Mr. Marshall. How are you? You are a great football player, Mr. Marshall. No, you are not. You are a worthless fucking nigger who is a spoiled fucking jigaboo. If you are so unhappy with America..." Pretty much because he was kneeling for the anthem, even though he stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Turn in your millions and move back to the jungle, you fucking gorilla/monkey. We hate you and your kind of niggers. You black fucking porch monkey. Your name should be Sasebo or Sasebo, whatever. Your time is coming. Watch out, nigger. Go back to Africa, mud puppet." And then it said,
"Oh, Lord, he ain't finished yet."
"You give a bad name to good black folk by your jigaboo actions. We are channeling a devastating hard hit for you. Something to make you so invalid in a wheelchair. Ha, 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 ha. Watch out, nigger. It's a coming." I was like,
wow.
Really? I'm like, this what we doing to athletes now? I mean, and again, a lot of people were not happy when he was kneeling for the whole protest with the Colin Kaepernick, but he stopped because he was like, you know what, things got to get better, so I'm gonna start standing again, and things of that nature. But this shit's got to stop, man. And I mean, it really does have to stop. I mean, I know with Trump in office, a lot of people have felt that, I guess, they have the right to say what they want and do certain things. And there was also another story where Giants player Nikita Whitlock had a swastika spray painted in his house, and the word nigger and the word Trump spray painted into his house. And he has kids as well. So I know Victor Cruz came out and was like, he got kids. He's got to explain to his kids all this stuff now. Thank God they weren't home when the people broke into their house. But, I mean, this is the type of stuff that we're talking about that's got to change. And that has been going on for years. You know, people have started to show their true colors. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's sad. It's scary. I'm kind of fortunate I live in a blue state where, you know, a lot of the people I know and a lot of people I've been around don't hold those same feelings and seem to be, you know, cool and with the diversity and everything like that. But,
to a point.
Yeah, to an extent.
Certain people.
But, you know, fortunately, I haven't had to deal with a huge amount of racial, you know, issues and stuff like that in my lifetime. I've had to deal with some. Not a lot, but I've had to deal with some. But, you know, it's scary for me bringing, you know, a young black male into this world, seeing things like that, And I pray for this world, man, and for this country, and, you know, for my son and for my nephew and my niece and, you know, all the kids out there who are growing up in this society, because this is crazy.
Yeah, man. Crazy. It's scary. I keep saying it over and over. We see this coming. I don't know how it'll be once Trump gets in office. You got these people who feeling bold and want to say some shit. I feel like everybody who you feel like you being attacked by this group of people or by what Trump's administration is going to do, then we all need to just get together. We all got to have each other back.
Yep.
Because this division is what they want, and we can't let that happen. You know, everybody who feel like we being attacked, we got to all come together. Because, yeah, this dude, fucking asshole, like.
And, of course, didn't put a name to it.
Of course not. He ain't got that balls. He ain't got it like that. It's just like, ugh.
But I appreciate the NFL is and their security is invest. They are investigating it and all that stuff. Because
you threaten people. You don't want to do shit. Yeah. Like, for what? Like, yeah. Them people be getting on my nerves. Because, you know, so many of them out there.
Hey, all you un-American bastards. If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
Yep.
That's all of them over here. I was like, nigga, why won't you fucking leave? Why don't you come say this shit to my face since you got so many balls?
That's what I'm saying. They say this shit.
Call me a jigaboo to my face, please.
But they don't want, exactly. They want to say it, but they want to do it anonymously. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
how you going to threaten?
Mm-hmm. You threatening a man's life and all that? Like, I was just like, wow.
Yeah, that's some sad shit to say. You know, people still do this shit. Even in California.
Yep.
They got shit going on. So, yeah, that's just, that's crazy.
It's craziness.
Yeah. You know, let's stay together. All right, mine are not as serious.
All right.
Good, but yeah, Jesus, fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
First one, Mark Cuban still believes Westbrook is not a superstar. And I guess according to him, that's a superstar. Somebody who leads his team to 50 wins and a playoff series win when your team ain't that good. I'm like, we have to have a discussion. Whenever we get to go on, we do our group show with Hoopla on 35th Kentucky. I want this court to discuss this question. I know everybody has a definition of what a superstar is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I can say, yes, you have one on your team, but someone say, is he a superstar now?
Not anymore.
No. I mean, but I guess, do you ever lose the label? But, like, dude, come on, really? Like, okay, well, so what it sounds like is like, okay, if he gets his team to the playoffs, and I don't know shit. Like, they don't win, it's like, oh, well, he ain't a superstar yet. I was like, well, how long did it take Dirk Nowitzki to be a damn superstar?
Well, I think part of the moniker of being a superstar also is bringing fans to the stands.
Yeah.
And he brings fans to the stands.
he's carrying his team.
And my thing is, so if you're a superstar, that means you got to do it by yourself?
Apparently. Because I'm like, well, is Kevin Durant a superstar? I like to ask him that. Is Kevin Durant a superstar? If he says, yeah, I'm like, why? He didn't start winning until Westbrook got there. He was drafted a year after.
And Westbrook won a playoff series, so, and 50 games.
He gave me like, oh, well, look when Kevin Durant was hurt. Like, well, the year Kevin Durant was hurt, he was hurt too. I was like, oh, y'all forgot that, right? It's just, oh, well, when he had that one year where Durant wasn't there, he couldn't get him to the playoffs. I'm like, he was hurt too. And Serge Ibaka was hurt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, stop. He just whooped. That clickbait. Fuck what the Dodgers call it. Next one. Bill's tailgater snaps his leg jumping through a table.
Oh, Lord.
I saw that video. I was like, what the fuck? This was from last week. And it's cold as hell outside. He's on top of the joint. And people just cheering. Like, I thought he was going to, like, do something like the Dudley Boy where he was just, I thought he actually, like, landed, like, with his body on it. He jumped legs first. And I couldn't see the thing snap, but when he fell and he grabbed it, it looked like you were like, oh shit, you done broke your fucking leg. The fuck are you doing?
It was white boy, wasn't he?
Of course it was.
Because they had all the crazy weather that could do stuff like that.
I was like, you know them tables be rigged, right?
Shout out to our white fans.
Yeah, I'm like, you know them tables be rigged, dude. Come on. I have no problem with tailgating, and you want to be drunk and do some shit, but come on, man. Fuck your leg up.
Oh, my God. You can't. You probably can't even go to the game now.
Nope. Somebody got a William on. Don't know if that's going to affect your job and shit, but I was like, and you want to allow people to bring guns.
Yep.
Okay. Next one, Hassan Whiteside. On comparing his game to DeAndre Jordan, I do a lot. He just catches lobs. Like, oh, damn. Now, you did lose that game. But I was like, ooh.
I mean, well.
That was hilarious. I could admit, when that shit popped up on my phone, like, oh, he loved talking shit. But I was like, damn.
Oh, snap.
Here we go.
DeAndre Jordan does have no offensive game to speak of. Yeah. But Whiteside's is very limited. Because, yeah, I mean, you mostly dunk, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten better.
Yeah, but you're mostly a dunker, too.
Right. But I was like, yeah, but you play on a team where now you are the fucking... There is nobody else. Yeah. Like, yeah, you have to do more. I was like, well, so when Wade and Bosch was on your team, what was you doing then?
DeAndre Jordan stuff.
Yeah. He just catches a lie. That's funny. And the last one, this was so damn cold.
Oh, it was great. They had to replay it.
So,
it was great, wasn't it?
Second quarter, Bill O'Brien was like, fuck this. I got to bench Brock Osweiler.
Mm-hmm.
So on the series, the next series, here comes Tom Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking the whole stadium was cheering. I was like, oh, damn. Wow. It's about damn time.
Brock been hemorrhaging money.
I was like, oh. I'm like, damn, at home, too? I mean, it was loud. It wasn't like a few
people. Oh, I heard it.
It was like, yeah.
Well, because, I mean, it was overdue. I mean, Brock has been playing like doo-doo, man. And you're just like, this benching was 2-3 games overdue. Like, he deserved to be benched. He did. He deserved to be benched.
Wow.
Through two picks. I mean, they were getting their butts kicked by the Jags. And you're like, dude, we about to lose to the Jaguars.
Yeah, I think he was. If I can find it. But yeah, he had like an interception.
He had two.
That's why I'm like, is he going to. You think so? The next two games, he ain't playing.
I think Tom Savage is going to start the next game. We'll take it from there. If they end up winning, might not get his job back.
Yeah.
Now, and also,
he ain't paying that much. So now what people
don't remember is that Tom Savage was handpicked by Bill O'Brien. Was drafted by Bill O'Brien. He never met with Brock Osweiler prior to him being signed. They just signed him.
Oh.
It wasn't like he met with the coach and we talked about scheme and all that. They just signed him. So technically, he ain't even a Bill O'Brien dude. Bill O'Brien didn't necessarily sign off on that.
Mm.
So it was kind of like, all right, I'll play him. Y'all paid him all this dough. All right, he suck. I'm putting my guy in. And my guy played well. So I'm not saying he's going to be benched throughout the playoffs, but if Tom Savage win again next game, he might just ride the hot hand.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, I can see. No, yeah, I'm like, I can see him putting him back in. But problem is that they trying to hold on to that playoff spot.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I mean,
Brock's gotten you there, kind of.
Yeah, and he's like, this is the guy who was supposed to be the guy. So, of course, you're going to want to make sure he...
And in fairness to Brock,
look,
this is his first full year starting.
Yeah, and I mean, coaches do that, where it's like, look, you ain't playing well.
Yeah.
And we need a spark, so I'm pulling you.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my God, that was great. It's like... Now, everybody know, like, thank you.
And they won the game, too.
Yep. Fucking Jacksonville. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. So that's all I got. All
right.
Oh, yeah. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you're checking out the show. You can listen to us via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Most places you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. If you want to hit us up, you want to talk any sports with us, just vent, all that good stuff. We'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us. We are on Twitter, at Brothers Layman. You can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. And the website, Black Is On. And, of course, the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Definitely want to thank all you out there for tuning in, for joining us, for the long-time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys out there for keeping up with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys out there for just checking us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. Please, please, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to leave us reviews. We do enjoy the five stars, but, again, we will take whatever you think we've earned and deserve. And if you truly enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. And let's see.
This is Christmas time.
Right? It is Christmas time, isn't it? So go ahead and tell Santa Claus. Tell Rudolph. Tell Frosty. Tell the Grinch. Storm. Tell tell your Christmas trees. Tell your ornaments. Tell the elves. Tell Mrs. Claus. Tell that Buffalo Snow. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Be safe out there.
Holla! Harmony with each other. And not letting the men maneuver us into fighting one another. As long as we practice brotherhood among ourselves, and then others who want to practice brotherhood with us, we're for that. But I don't think that we should run around trying to love somebody who doesn't love us.
In the air when my mama died. Both victims are completely different homicides. It make me wonder sometimes, damn, how mama died. I can't shake these memories I'm haunted by. If you bring a tear to your eye, then I apologize. With every child is born, another shot is fired. How many hours is left before the clock is fired? I'm bothered by it, embracing the brilliance of the sound. Wondering how to move a nation of millions. We just ain't felt the pace in a minute. Harry winning hip hop. Ever so patiently waiting to get it. Take a look into the sky and see it scraping the buildings. Or look into the mirror, see the face of resilience. My heart, the frustration is in it. When I spit it, it's vintage. Soul molded into my own image. Yeah.
Cycle where we live and revolve, like we one step away, forever sleeping them all, fighting for pieces of hog. My thesis scarred, hard to beat God, body niggas, body squad. Go against all laws, turn up the pressure from the neck up. It ain't all good, the hood really need a checkup. The blood in the veins, it seems that long ago changed. All addicted to riches, fame is a cold game. Dope boys and rappers, that's the role models. My soul feel hollow, there is no tomorrow. We need to come together like X and K. For we live another day, our vex and team. I got a sixth sense, homie, cause I'm blessed with this. Roots, crew, and Zion, our official messengers. And when the stress it gets too much, it might bust. Put the pain down, player, get together with us. Yeah.